see if that station's working. Okay.
To be like him.
Amen. You love him?
Amen. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, I only ask to be like him.
Amen. That's been the theme of man since the beginning of time, I believe. We've lost it in certain places, but people have always wanted to see God, and here we are looking right at Him. So, we need the musicians to stay up here because my brother forgot one of the most important days of this year, and that's his wife's, just the musicians, that's his wife's birthday is today. And he forgot it, Josiah. Don't, if you ever get married, don't ever forget your wife's birthday. Don't ever forget your wife's birthday. So we're going to sing. Happy birthday to you, Sister Lisa. The 29th birthday party. Oh, happy birthday to you. Oh, happy birthday to you. May you feel Jesus near every day of the year. Turn it on, Terrence, and look at his red face. Oh, happy birthday to you. And be the best year you've ever had. Say it again. Oh, happy birthday to you. Oh, happy birthday to you. May you feel Jesus near every day of the year. Oh, happy birthday to you. Oh, happy birthday to you. And the best year you've ever had. Amen. Her birthday is 6 de Mayo, not Cinco de Mayo. So God bless you. Good to be in the house of the Lord. We are trying a new piece of technology this afternoon. We got an FM transmitter, or transponder. So this Sunday we'll be able to use it, but we're going to try it tonight. So it will be, you can sit in the car and listen just real time. It'll come right through your FM radio, FM 107.1. WSWD. Spoken Word Church. SWC. So anyway, just by way of announcement for Sunday, and then Luis is going to come up and interpret the service today so we can send it to Columbia, to the brothers in Columbia. They want to hear a sermon, but they want to hear it in their native language, and they want to feast on the Word of God there. They don't have the technology that we have so much to do live streaming, so we're going to try to help them out. But let me get started on this. We're going to start Sunday. Now, I want everybody to listen because we had some people that misinterpreted what Brother Dale said the other day and literally misinterpreted. He never said it. Not one sentence did he say of this. He never said that, don't worry about coming Sunday morning, come Sunday afternoon. That never was spoken. So I don't know how that. Sometimes we pay attention more to television and stuff like that than we do the preachers. So anyway, we're starting at 10 o'clock Sunday. It will be Mother's Day. So we're starting at 10 o'clock. Now, Brother Terrence will be locking the door at 10 o'clock. Everybody got that? A.M. So be here at 9:45. The reason being is we're going to seat you every other row, family sit together. The deacons will be sitting families together. If you're an individual, we're going to try to keep you 6 feet apart. Fill up the sanctuary, then we're going to fill up the downstairs, then we're going to fill up my Sunday school class and have it on the two screens downstairs. Is everybody okay with that? Okay, the reason we want you here by 10 o'clock is, and we're going to lock the doors, if you come walking in at 10 o'clock and we've got everybody seated, we're going to have to reshuffle everything. Everybody okay with that? You understand why we're doing that? Not to be mean, but we don't want somebody to come walking in at 10:10 and we got to reshuffle everything because two or three people or four or five people walk in. So be here. Now, you know what? Just act like it's a doctor's appointment. You're never late to them. Just act like it's a doctor's appointment. Don't act like it's church. Act like a doctor's appointment. Be here at 9:45. There will be only one service. There will be gifts for all the mothers. Now, that doesn't mean everybody's got a baby. Every wife gets a gift on Sunday. And then if you're not going to be here, we'll mail them to you. June's already mailing some that we know is not going to be here Sunday. So everybody got that so far. Keep her distance. No shaking of hands. All right? Got it? Wash your hands. If you are in a high risk, if some of our nurses want to come, please feel free to come. You may need a break. But would you please wear a mask? Just in case. All right? The rest of you, you decide. Anybody over 61, I think, ought to wear one. I'm 60. But wash your hands, and Sister Lisa will have a temporal thermometer up here. A temporal thermometer in case we need to take temperature and see if anybody is, poor June, bless her heart. She's sweating hot all the time anyway. Her temperature may be up, but she's okay. Everybody's good. And then look, we're going to have that downstairs. If you want to stay outside, you may. It's okay. But we now have that set up, and that we just got it in today. Josh and Brother Joe and Brother Richard has got it working now, and they're going to try to keep through this service, go down to their cars. But it's FM 107.1. If you'll turn to that, you'll get the direct service as it's going on. So remember, no handshaking. And then remember, when you get ready to leave the building after Sunday morning service, no handshaking. And the deacons will escort you row by row, just like we do on a wedding or a funeral. Okay? Not everybody gather, because that just defeats the whole purpose if everybody crowds down the aisle. So they'll come up to the front, and the people in the front will go out. The next rows will go out. We're going to try that just to see how it works. And then I think maybe if everything works okay, then we'll do it again. Okay? Everybody got that? All right, start at 10. Lock the doors at 10. Be here at 9:45. We'll have regular service. The sisters can play their instruments. We can maybe, Brother Aaron, if you don't want to do it. Some of y'all that's been playing a lot, you might want to step out and let the ones that hasn't played, like the twins, Bella, maybe if your wife comes, Sister Esther, both Sister Esther's, just to give us enough room. Everybody got that? Okay, and let them be able to play, because they haven't played in months, a couple of months, and some of y'all have. So if you'll just kind of work that out between yourself, because I'm not here to be the song leader's, to be the guide. Y'all guide yourself as far as playing, okay? And Brother Joe's good with that. He's the one that needs to talk to anyway, so talk to Brother Joe Canada. So everybody got that? Now, let's start in our service, and if Brother Luis will come up, we'll get ready to begin. But keep everybody in your prayers for this time coming up. It will be Mother's Day weekend. As far as I know, we're still going to have our June Father's Day fishing trip. I don't see where they won't be unless we have something spike real high, but if we'll just keep ourselves close to God. And I want to make an announcement at the end of the service regarding that, because, you know, during trying times, you really tell who you are. Leaders are not born in peacetime. Leaders are born during times of war or times of battle. All right, so we know we have the right leadership with the Holy Ghost and Brother Dale. But some of us may have felt they were their own leaders, so we're going to have a discussion about that. But we're not going to interpret it, so. Let's go. We're going to stay on Journey of a Believer, Part 9, of the Book of Ruth. We did not finish. We're going to go through it, though, again. Just for our brothers overseas to come up to a point, if that's okay. And then we're going to look at something that I think is really, really awesome. When we look at this,
cuando nosotros vemos esto, are we on? Cuando nosotros vemos esto,
then we are going to look at the book of Ruth.
Nosotros vamos a ver al libro de Ruth.
As we looked at the journey of Abraham.
Como miramos el, la jornada de Abraham.
As, in four parts.
En cuatro partes.
Okay. Justification.
Justificación.
Sanctification.
Santificación.
Baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Bautismo del Espíritu Santo.
And placing.
Y poniendo.
Our adoption.
O adopción.
And we're going to see that in a couple of parts in the Bible.
Y vamos a ver eso en varias partes en la
We've
Biblia.
We've been through that in Abraham.
Hemos pasado por eso. Amen. Por medio con, hablando de Abraham.
We're going through it in Ruth.
Estamos hablando de esto ya hablando en Ruth.
And then if we have time at the end of the service.
Y si tenemos tiempo en el, al fin del servicio.
We're going to show you how Joshua.
Vamos
portrayed that in the Old Testament also.
Como Josué mostró eso en el Antiguo
Testamento. With the placing of the people where the half tribe and two tribes stayed on one side.
Donde poniendo la gente donde la tribu y la media tribu se quedaron al otro lado del del
and
Jordán.
The others went across.
Y los otros cruzaron.
Okay, so we'll see that.
Y vamos a ver eso.
God bless you.
Dios los bendiga.
Let's go to 1 Corinthians 10.
Vamos a ir a 1 Corintios capítulo 10.
And to save time.
Y para ahorrar tiempo.
We're just going to read verse 11 because we read this last Sunday.
Solamente vamos a leer el versículo 11.
We had a wonderful time at Brother Dutch's this weekend.
Tuvimos un buen tiempo en la iglesia del hermano Dutch este último fin de semana que él dijo Dios los bendiga.
He needs prayer.
Y él necesita oración.
He has no one to back him up.
Él no tiene nadie que lo respalde.
And he's having temporary paralysis.
Y él está teniendo parálisis temporal.
In his face and his hand.
En su cara y en sus manos.
And his leg.
Y sus piernas.
So we're just keeping, we gave him the prayer cloth.
Nosotros le damos a él el pañuelito de oración.
And he was very moved that we were doing that for him.
Y él fue muy conmovido que nosotros hicimos eso por él.
Amen.
Amen.
So just keep him in your prayers.
Entonces, manténganlo
along
en sus oraciones.
All the others that we're praying for.
También con los otros con que First con Corinthians estamos 10, orando. 1 Corintios 10,
11.
Versículo 11.
Let's bow our heads.
Vamos a inclinar nuestros rostros.
Heavenly Father.
Padre celestial.
Tonight we come to you, Lord, a needy people.
Esta noche venimos a ti como gente necesitada, Señor.
We have nothing to bring but ourselves.
No tenemos nada para traer solamente a nosotros mismos.
There's nothing good about any one of us.
No hay nada bueno de ninguno de nosotros.
But Lord, we brought you with us.
Pero Señor, te traímos a ti con nosotros.
And through the Holy Ghost we're going to see, Lord.
Y por medio del Espíritu Santo vamos a ver, Señor.
Our purpose of being here.
Nuestro propósito de estar aquí.
In this hour that we're living.
En esta hora en que vivimos.
Father, give us this day our daily bread.
Padre, danos este día el pan diario.
Heal the sick.
Sana a los enfermos.
Save the lost.
Salva a los que necesitan salvación.
And be with the Lord, the humans out in the world.
Y ahí también con los seres humanos aquí en el mundo.
That's fighting this virus.
Que están peleando este virus.
And basically has nothing to look to.
Y básicamente no tienen nada a qué mirar.
But Lord, tonight we look to you.
Pero esta noche, Señor, miramos hacia ti.
The author and finisher of our
el
faith.
Autor y consumador de nuestra fe.
And we hold on to those promises
y nos
that you
retenemos
give us.
De esas promesas que tú nos has dado.
We thank you for these things.
Te agradecemos por estas cosas.
In Jesus' name we pray.
En el nombre del Señor Jesucristo lo pedimos.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
1 Corinthians 10, verse 11.
1 Corintios 10, versículo 11.
Now, if you read the scripture above that,
y si usted lee las escrituras antes de esto,
he's talking about Moses,
él está hablando de Moisés,
and how the children of Israel,
y cómo los hijos de Israel,
walked in the wilderness,
caminaron en el desierto,
they failed and did things wrong,
fallaron, hicieron cosas malas,
God just kept giving them promises,
Dios les seguía dando promesas,
and then you come up to the scripture here,
y usted llega aquí a la escritura,
where it says, now all these things happened unto them for examples.
Dice que estas cosas les acontecieron como ejemplo.
And they are written for our admonition.
Y están escritas para amonestarnos a nosotros.
Upon whom the ends of the world are come.
A quienes han alcanzado los fines de los siglos.
Now that's us.
Ahora esos somos nosotros.
That wasn't even Paul.
Eso ni era Pablo.
Paul was prophesying.
Pablo estaba profetizando.
This is for us.
Esto es para nosotros.
Amen. So it's
Amen.
Really... really important.
Entonces es muy muy importante
that we see the revelation
que nosotros veamos la revelación
that God's trying to give us in
Dios
this day.
Nos está tratando de dar en
and
este
you may
día.
Be seated in the Lord and add his blessing.
Señor, agregue la bendición a su palabra.
For the reading of the word. Now Amen. If you'll pull up the next slide.
Ahora, si vamos a la siguiente filmina,
we were looking at last Sunday
estamos viendo esto
or whenever
el domingo
it was.
Pasado, creo que, o antepasado.
We look see the journey of Abraham,
miramos la jornada de Abraham,
the journey of Ruth,
la jornada de Ruth,
and the four combat beasts.
Y los cuatro bestias de combate.
So we see that there's a four,
y vemos que hay un cuatro,
Not just, now we know God is perfected in three.
Ahora sabemos que Dios es perfeccionado en tres.
You can't go any higher than having the Holy Ghost.
Usted no puede tener algo más alto que tener el Espíritu Santo,
eternal life.
Porque eso es vida eterna.
But there is a place of placing.
Pero hay un lugar de poniendo.
Or as we were speaking to Brother Dutch's.
O como estábamos hablando en la iglesia hermano Dutch.
A place of speaking condition.
Un lugar que usted de llegar a poder hablar la palabra.
Where your word is just as good as God's.
Donde su palabra están bien como la de Dios.
It's not just as good as God, no
es,
it is God.
Eres la palabra de Dios.
You have moved yourself
usted
out of the way,
afuera del lado,
and God has come in to speak.
Y Dios ha entrado a esa cena.
Because if we speak,
porque si nosotros hablamos,
without character,
sin carácter,
we make a mistake.
Vamos a cometer errores.
And Brother Brown says that is satanic.
Hermano Brown dijo que eso era satánico.
If we don't have
si no tenemos
character with our power.
Con poder.
Amen? So we're going to look at this.
Entonces vamos a ver esto.
We've already looked at the journey of Abraham.
Vamos, ya miramos la jornada de Abraham.
Because the prophet of God tells us,
porque el profeta de Dios nos dice,
that about Genesis chapter 12,
que en Génesis capítulo 12,
through 15,
hasta el versículo 15,
God came to Abram,
Dios vino a Abraham,
and Abram had to make a decision.
Y Abraham tuvo que hacer una decisión.
Okay? He had to say yes or no.
Él tenía que decir sí o no.
He had to decide,
él tenía que decidir,
whether to get up and go,
si él iba a seguir,
or stay,
o quedarse.
Now we're going to see the same thing in the journey
ahora,
of Ruth.
Vamos a ver la misma cosa en la jornada de Ruth.
You come to Ruth chapter 1.
Usted viene a Ruth capítulo 1.
Ruth has to decide,
Ruth tiene que decidir,
whether to go on with Naomi,
si quedarse con Noemi,
or to go back,
o regresar.
To Moab.
A Moab.
Okay? Amen. So she has to come a place of deciding.
Entonces, ella tiene que decidir.
Okay? So amen. There's justification
de ahí está
is
justificación.
You going and walking in another direction.
Es usted caminando una cierta dirección.
Amen.
Amen.
God forgives you of your past
Dios
sins.
Se olvida de sus pecados en el pasado.
And he has to go by your free moral agency.
Y él tiene que ir por su libre albedrío.
To say, yes, Lord, I will follow you.
Para decir, sí, Señor, yo te seguiré.
As Abram says, Lord, I'll follow you.
Como Abraham dijo, yo te seguiré.
As Ruth says, Naomi, I will follow you.
Ruth dice, yo te seguiré.
Amen? So Ruth is very important.
Entonces Ruth es muy importante.
It's a beautiful, beautiful chapter in the Bible.
Es un hermoso capítulo en la Biblia.
Amen?
Amen.
And then we come and look, see the four combat beasts.
Y vemos los cuatro, las cuatro bestias de combate.
The lion.
El león.
The ox.
El buey.
The man.
El hombre.
The eagle.
Y el águila.
That's four.
Esos son cuatro.
Alright? So we have justification.
Tenemos justificación, sanctificación.
Baptism of the Holy Ghost.
El bautismo del Espíritu Santo.
And the placing or adoption.
Y la adopción.
In this eagle age.
En esta edad águila.
Amen.
Amen.
Lion, ox, man.
León, buey, hombre.
Eagle, way up here.
Águila, aquí,
way up high.
Bien alto.
Amen.
Amen.
So the eagle is able to see further.
Entonces el águila puede ver más allá.
So because you and I live in an eagle age.
Porque usted y yo vivimos en una edad águila.
We are those people.
Nosotros somos esas personas
that these things are written for.
De que estas cosas fueron escritas.
Ruth lived her life.
Ruth vivió su vida.
So that you can see
para que usted pudiera
your
ver
journey
su jornada
in your life.
En su vida.
Abraham walked his journey
caminó su jornada
through life.
Su vida.
So that we can look back
para que podamos mirar
and make that an example for our life.
Y hacer eso un ejemplo para nuestra vida.
Amen.
Amen.
Through the four combat beasts.
Por medio de los bestias de combate.
Which are what? That's the Holy Ghost.
Que eso es el Espíritu Santo.
The four combat beasts.
Las cuatro bestias.
Is the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Es el bautismo del Espíritu
Amen?
Santo.
Everybody
Amen.
Okay with that?
¿Entienden eso?
All right. So now let's read.
Ahora vamos a leer.
This quote.
Esta cita.
The next one, please. The kinsman redeemer, where Brother Branham.
Donde el hermano Branham,
he says, and this story was written,
dice, y esta historia fue escrita,
and all the old manuscripts,
y todos los manuscritos viejos,
where they were segregating the Bible,
donde estaban segregando la Biblia,
the holy men when they were trying to put it together,
los hombres santos cuando lo estaban poniendo junto,
in the Old Testament,
en el Antiguo Testamento,
this book of Ruth,
este libro de Ruth,
was one of the outstanding books that they accepted.
Fue uno de los libros más maravillosos que aceptaron.
Why? It is just a love story.
¿Por qué? Solamente es una historia romántica.
Why would the writers scholars and ancient sages accept this book as inspired?
¿Por qué los escritores iban a aceptar esto como un libro inspirado?
Because there's a hidden revelation in it.
Porque hay una revelación escondida ahí.
And in this hidden revelation, you catch the real meaning.
Y en esta revelación escondida usted coge la significancia
and
real.
And it will bring you close, real close to God.
Y lo traerá usted bien cerca a Dios.
And I pray my whole soul this morning.
Y yo oro que mi alma esta mañana.
That God will catch every heart so spellbound.
Que Dios agarre cada corazón.
Till he'll reveal himself just what he is in this story.
Hasta que él se pueda revelar él mismo en
and
esta
what
historia.
He is to you.
Y lo que él es para usted.
How to accept him.
Cómo aceptarlo a él.
And when you once see it.
Y cuando usted lo vea.
It is so simple.
Es tan simple.
You wonder how you ever went over the top of it.
Usted se va a poner a pensar cómo usted se pasó por encima.
But it can only be revealed by the Holy Spirit.
Pero solamente puede ser revelado por el Espíritu Santo.
Amen.
Amen.
So God bless you. Let's turn to the book of Ruth.
Vamos a ir al libro de Ruth.
Chapter 1.
Capítulo 1.
Now, we want to show...
Ahora queremos mostrar,
before we get started,
antes de que comencemos,
now it's kind of strange that there's four characters.
Es bien extraño que hay cuatro personas aquí.
Okay, Naomi.
Personajes de Noemí.
Is an example of the old Jewish church.
Es un ejemplo de la iglesia vieja judía.
Orpha.
Orpa.
Denominational church.
La iglesia denominacional.
Ruth.
Ruth.
Gentile church.
La
bride.
La novia gentil.
And Boaz, type of Christ.
Y Boaz es un tipo de Cristo.
Amen.
Amen.
So there's your four characters.
Entonces ahí son sus cuatro caracteres.
Now we know the devil enters into that.
Ahora sabemos que
at
el
one
diablo
point,
se entra en eso en un punto.
But we'll deal with him in a little while.
Vamos a tratar con eso en un momento.
So now as we read this,
ahora, cuando leamos esto,
you keep in your mind that Naomi is the old Jewish church.
Ustedes mantengan eso en su mente, que Noemí representa la iglesia judía antigua.
She has went out of her promised land.
Ella ha salido de su tierra prometida.
Amen. And now she's returning back.
Y ahora ella está regresando.
But while she was gone,
pero mientras que ella se había ido,
she lost her possessions.
Ella perdió sus posesiones.
Amen. She lost her brideship.
Ella perdió la novia que ella era.
Because she's not a bride anymore.
Porque ella ya no es una novia.
Amen. Their husbands
Amen.
Died. All
sus
of them.
Sus esposos habían muerto.
In the
ya,
other land.
En la otra tierra.
Now here's Naomi.
Y aquí está Noemí.
She's telling the two girls.
Ella le está diciendo a las dos muchachas.
The nominal church.
A la iglesia nominal.
And the Gentile bride.
Y la novia gentil.
Orpha and Ruth.
Orpa y Ruth.
You got to make a decision.
Ustedes tienen que hacer una decisión.
You can go back.
Ustedes pueden regresar.
And where did they go back to?
¿Y a dónde regresaban?
Moab.
Era a Moab.
A type of the world.
Un tipo del mundo.
All right. So they came out.
Entonces salieron.
To a certain point.
A un cierto punto.
She said, "You got to make a decision."
Ella les dijo que ustedes tienen que hacer una decisión.
Because remember, the first step is making a decision.
Porque el primer paso es hacer la decisión.
Abraham had to make a decision.
Abraham tuvo que hacer una
you
decisión.
You have to make a
Usted
decision.
Usted tiene que hacer una decisión.
All right. So Orpha decides.
Entonces Orpa decide.
She don't want to go any further with God.
Que ella no quiere seguir con Dios.
Amen. So she turns and goes back
Entonces,
into her denominational
ella regresa
church.
A su iglesia denominacional,
or where she came from.
O de donde ella vino.
But what did Ruth say?
Pero qué es lo que Ruth dijo?
Ruth said, "Whatever God gives you,
Ruth dijo lo que Dios
He's going to give me.
Él me va a dar a mí.
Whatever, wherever you go,
lo que, a donde tú
I'll
vas,
go.
Yo iré.
Where you die,
donde tú vas,
I'll die.
Yo moriré.
What a decision!
Qué decisión!
What a decision.
¿Qué decisión?
Clear cut. She left nothing out.
Ella no dejó nada afuera.
She even come from a heathen country.
Ella vino de un país
so
que,
did we.
Que adoraba a otros dioses y nosotros
Amen.
También.
We come from a heathen
Venimos
country.
De países así, de que adoramos
And
a
she
otros
says,
dioses.
Your God
y ella dijo que tu Dios
will be my God.
Será mi Dios.
Oh my.
¿Qué cosa?
Your God
tu Dios
will be my God.
Será mi Dios.
And what was Naomi's God?
¿Y cuál era el Dios de Noemí?
One.
Uno.
So the true Gentile bride.
Entonces la novia gentil verdadera.
One God.
Solamente recibe
Amen.
Un solo Dios.
So that's Ruth.
Y esa es Ruth.
Telling Naomi,
diciéndole a Noemí,
I'm going with you.
Yo iré contigo.
I'm going to take all this Old Testament.
Yo voy a coger todo este Antiguo Testamento.
And I'm going to build on it.
Y voy a edificar sobre eso.
Because there's no way for me to get to
Porque
the
no
New
hay
Testament.
Manera para poder llegar
there's
al Nuevo
no
Testamento
way for me to get to the Promised Land.
O para la tierra prometida.
Without going through that old
sin
Jewish church.
Pasar por esa iglesia antigua judía.
In other words, the Old Testament.
O sea, el Antiguo Testamento. Glory. Amen.
You want some water, bud?
No, I'm good.
Okay. You can chop some of that if you want it.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Just thought I That's all I'd ask. Make a decision.
Una decisión. Me está ofreciendo el agua.
Amen. So Ruth says, I'm going with you.
Entonces Ruth dice, yo me iré contigo.
And it just so happened,
y lo que pasa,
when they returned to the promised land,
es que cuando llegaron a la tierra prometida,
it wasn't at planting season.
No era en el tiempo de plantar, en el
it
tiempo,
was at harvest season.
Era en el tiempo de cosechar.
Or barley season.
O en el tiempo de cosechar.
In other words, they went
o sea,
back to mature plants.
Llegaron a plantas
Amen?
Maduras.
Is that all right?
Está bien.
So you see this story.
Entonces ven la historia.
As it continues to develop.
Mientras que se continúa a desarrollarse.
We see that God is always talking about maturity.
Nosotros vemos que Dios siempre está hablando de madurez.
As Brother Dale is talking about now.
Como el hermano Dale está hablando
about
allá,
the first fruits.
Sobre los primeros frutos.
It's the first wheat plant that comes to maturity.
Es la primer planta de trigo que viene a madurez.
But that's not the end of the story.
Pero ese no es el ahí no termina la historia.
The whole field is full.
Todo el campo está lleno.
They just haven't matured
es que
as fast
no,
as the
no
other.
Madurado como los primeros que salieron.
But when that priest waved that sheaf before God,
pero cuando ese sacerdote empezaba a bolear,
that's a
ese
promise.
Primero, esa primera, esa era
that's
una,
a promise
una promesa
that the life giver
que el que dio la vida,
that made this come to maturity first.
Hizo venir esto a madurez primero.
It's going to make everything else
va
come to maturity.
La resto de la
Amen?
Cosecha a madurez.
So everybody has
entonces,
a chance,
todos tienen un chance
to come
una
to full maturity.
Para llegar a madurez completa.
Now you can pluck yourself up.
Ahora usted puede arrancarse usted mismo.
Amen? You can stop.
Usted puede parar.
You're still a free moral agent.
Usted todavía tiene libre albedrío.
I was reading a quote a few minutes ago.
Estaba leyendo una cita ahorita.
Where Brother Branham was saying.
Donde el hermano Branham está
you
diciendo,
can stop anytime you
usted
want.
Puede parar de dejar de seguir
and
cuando
God
usted
still,
quiera. Y Dios todavía.
You're a child of God.
Usted todavía es un hijo e hija de Dios.
But the requirement in this age.
Pero el requisito de esta edad.
Is full maturity.
Es madurez completa.
Amen. The full sheaf wave.
La madurez completa.
Amen. Not just deciding.
No solamente decidiendo.
But we're getting ready to go into the next stage.
Pero estamos listos para llegar al próximo paso, es para servir.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's remember.
Entonces acordémonos.
That Naomi and Ruth and Orpha went out of the promised land.
Que Noemí, Ruth y Orpa se salieron de la tierra prometida.
They were out of the promises of God.
Estaban fuera de las promesas
Their
de Dios.
Their old husbands had to die.
Sus esposos tuvieron que morir.
Your old husband's got to die.
Su esposo tuvo que morir.
So you can go and be married to Christ.
Para que usted pueda ser casado con Cristo.
Amen. But remember,
pero acuérdese,
how perfect this is.
Tan perfecto que es esto.
Naomi doesn't get a husband.
Noemí no recibe un esposo.
That's right. She's missed that.
Ella ya perdió esa
Boaz knows though that he's got to stay in the kinsman lineage.
Sabe que él tiene que quedarse en el linaje de la familia.
So he had to come to the Jewish church.
Entonces él tenía que venir a la iglesia judía.
He came to his own and his own received him not.
Y los suyos no le recibieron.
But through the whole thing,
pero por toda la cosa,
he was looking for a Gentile bride.
Él estaba buscando una iglesia gentil.
He was looking at Ruth.
Él estaba buscando a Ruth.
Out in the field.
Ahí en los campos.
But he had to wait.
Pero él tuvo que esperar.
Till Ruth decided.
Hasta que Ruth decidiera.
Till he could see how Ruth
hasta
would
que
serve.
Él pudiera ver cómo Ruth iba a servir.
How she would rest.
Cómo ella iba a descansar.
And then he comes to a place he said, I got to do the work
él
now.
Entonces él llega a un lugar que él dijo, yo voy a hacer ya la obra ya.
Amen.
Amen.
So justification.
Entonces justificación.
Sanctification.
Santificación.
Even in Abram.
Ya está en Abraham.
Even in Ruth.
Ya está en Ruth.
You see them doing things.
Usted los ve a ellos hacer cosas.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not all works, but
no
still.
Todos, no se trata de
you
obras
begin
solamente,
to work different.
Pero usted empieza a hacer las cosas diferentes.
You start studying the Bible.
Usted empieza a estudiar la Biblia.
You start coming to church.
Usted empieza a venir a la iglesia.
You quit doing this.
Usted
you quit
de hacer
doing
esto
that.
Y lo otro.
I want you to be careful.
Yo quiero que tengan cuidado.
Just because you quit.
Que usted, porque usted solamente tira la toalla.
Drinking, smoking, cussing, running around.
Deja de beber, deja de fumar, deja
that does
de
not mean you're born again.
Eso no quiere decir que usted ha nacido de nuevo.
That just means the unclean spirit went out.
Eso solamente quiere decir que el espíritu inmundo salió.
Amen.
Amen.
And you've become under a religious order.
Y usted ha entrado una
of thinking.
Orden religiosa de pensar.
And if you stay there.
Y si usted se queda ahí.
Remember, none of these people stayed where they were.
Acuérdese, ninguna de estas personas se quedaron donde ellos estaban.
Abraham kept moving.
Abraham siguió moviéndose.
Ruth kept moving.
Ruth siguió moviéndose.
Everybody, God wants you to move.
Que Dios quiere que usted siga moviéndose.
Man, if you stop, guess who shows up?
Usted se para, ¿quién va a venir
that
a la cena?
Near kinfolk shows up.
Ese otro familiar que,
which is
de
the
Boaz,
devil,
que es el diablo.
In the story.
Bien, que vamos a leer
everybody
más adelante en la historia.
Because remember.
Porque acuérdese.
Satan,
Satanás,
is your nearest kin,
es su familiar más cercano,
by being born of sex,
por haber nacido por el medio del sexo.
That puts him your nearest kin.
Eso lo pone a usted a él al familiar más cerca.
That's why that's got to be
por
taken
eso es
out.
Que eso tiene que salir para fuera.
If not,
si no,
then he's yours.
Entonces él es suyo.
And you're his.
Y usted de él.
And you know where you're going.
Y usted sabe para dónde va.
Right. But when you take him out,
pero cuando usted lo saca él de la cena,
then you let Boaz do the work.
Usted deja que Boaz haga la obra.
We'll get to that in just
vamos
a second.
A entrar a eso en un momento.
We're going to cut through some
vamos
of this.
A mirar estas cosas.
Maybe we can get back to it a little bit later.
Posiblemente hablamos más de esto más adelante.
But we look in chapter 2 of Ruth.
Pero miramos ahí en el capítulo 2, ahí en Ruth.
We see that she just happens to show up in Boaz's field.
Vemos que ella llegó al campo ahí de Boaz.
Now, Brother Brown says she was directed by the Holy Ghost.
El hermano Brown dijo que ella fue dirigida por el Espíritu Santo.
Because I don't believe in luck.
Porque yo no creo en la suerte.
I don't believe in just happening.
Yo no creo que solamente las cosas pasan por pasar.
I believe that we are on a predestinated journey.
Yo creo que estamos en una jornada predestinada.
Amen.
Amen.
I was thinking today.
Yo estaba pensando hoy.
Sometimes you talk to the Lord, you know.
Hay veces uno habla con el Señor.
Just like you talk to your daddy or anybody
como
else.
Habla con
I hope
su papá
you do.
O con cualquier otra persona. Espero que usted
but
lo
with
haga.
Reverence.
Pero con reverencia.
But I said, Lord.
Y yo dije, Señor.
Before you even created the devil.
Antes de que usted creó el diablo.
I was a name already in your book.
Yo ya era un nombre en tu libro.
Couldn't be took out.
No me podían sacar.
Nothing to be done.
Nada podía sacarme.
So why are we worried about what came after?
Entonces, ¿por qué nos preocupamos de lo que pasó después?
Huh? Why are we worried about what came after?
¿Por qué nos preocupamos de lo que pasó después?
Because even the, you know, when he created the devil.
Porque cuando él creó el diablo.
He created him perfect.
Él lo creó a él perfecto.
And that's Satan's problem.
Y ese es el problema de Satanás.
He got a little exalted.
Él se exaltó.
But that didn't hurt God's feelings.
Pero eso no, no dolió los
that
sentimientos
didn't make
de Dios.
Your name come out
eso
of the book.
No, no hizo que su nombre saliera del libro.
The eternal section I'm talking
la parte
about.
Eterna de lo
this
que
part
estoy hablando,
of the Gentile
esta
bride.
Parte de la novia gentil,
you were there before the Bible was even written.
Antes de la fuente, de que la Biblia fuera escrita.
You were right there.
Usted estaba ahí.
In the mind of God.
En la mente de Dios.
Satan was over here.
Satanás estaba allí.
How's he bothering us?
¿Cómo, por qué nos está molestando entonces?
We're the problem.
Nosotros somos el problema.
Because he looks at Satan and he
porque
says, I created
Satanás,
you perfect.
Él dijo, yo te creí perfecto.
It's your problem.
Es tu problema.
Right? Because I created you perfect.
Porque yo te formé
I want
perfecto.
You to be the worship angel.
Yo quería que fueras el
I
que
want you to be my right hand guy.
El que estuviera mi mano derecha.
Satan said, I want to be the first man guy.
Satanás dijo, yo quiero ser el que me adoren a mí.
And how deceived.
Y cuán engañado.
He knows there's one God.
Él sabe que hay un solo Dios.
Because he talks to him face to face.
Él habla con él cara a cara.
But when he turns to us,
pero cuando él se voltea
he
hacia
gives
nosotros,
us three.
Y él nos da libre albedrío.
And makes us try to believe that.
Él nos trata de hacer que nosotros creamos eso, lo opuesto.
That's why Brother Brown said that the Father, Son, Holy Ghost,
por eso es que el hermano Brown
the Trinity doctrine,
la doctrina de la Trinidad,
came from the pits of hell, because it was Satan
de Satanás
that
mismo,
created it.
Que lo creó.
Knowing though there's only one.
Sabiendo él mismo que solamente hay un solo
and now
Dios.
He turns and says, no.
Y él nos dice a nosotros
there's three.
Que hay tres.
What a deceiver.
Qué engañador.
But listen, our eyes have been opened
pero
in the end time.
Nuestros ojos han sido abiertos en el tiempo del fin.
To me, that's one of the greatest revelations.
Para mí, eso es una de las más grandes revelaciones.
Is there's only one true and living
God. Que hay un solo
God.
Dios.
The first
vivo.
Commandment.
El primer mandamiento.
Behold, O Israel, the Lord thy
oh,
God
Israel,
is three.
Tu Dios es
oh.
Solamente tres.
Stop.
No.
One.
Uno.
Amen? So that's why Ruth said,
por eso es que Ruth dijo,
your God.
Tu Dios.
She didn't say your gods.
Ella no dijo tus dioses.
She said, your God will be
dije,
my God.
Tu Dios será mi Dios.
Abraham.
Abraham.
Sees three.
Vio tres.
He looks at the middle one.
Y él mira al que está en el medio.
He says,
y él dice,
my Lord.
Mi Señor.
He had met that guy before.
Él se había encontrado con ese hombre antes.
Called Melchizedek.
Llamado Melquisedec.
What a beautiful, beautiful picture.
Qué cuadro tan hermoso.
So here's Ruth, she goes to this field.
Entonces aquí está Ruth, ella va hasta este campo.
And Boaz just happens to see her.
Y Boaz la vio.
No, I believe there was a pull.
Pero yo creo que hubo un jalón.
There was something different.
Algo diferente.
Because when we walk out in the world,
porque cuando nosotros salimos
there's
al
something
mundo,
different.
Hay algo diferente.
And we get the attention
y
of everybody.
Nosotros recibimos la atención de todos.
Especially our sisters.
Especialmente nuestras hermanas.
You can't help but notice.
Usted no puede ayudar para que la,
a Holy
lo noten,
Ghost filled sister.
Para notar una hermana llena del Espíritu Santo
world.
En el mundo.
I mean among the world, not
entre
in the world.
El mundo, no en el mundo, pero entre el mundo.
Everybody's.
Porque todos la están.
And then
están
they do
mirando,
a double take.
Y miran otra vez.
Then you have some people walk
y
up and say, you must be holiness.
Y le dice, usted va a la iglesia pentecostal.
Now
la
they
santidad.
Didn't go up to the girl that had tattoos and a short short
ellos
on.
Ellos no fueron a la muchacha que tenía tatuajes
no.
Y estaba mal vestida, no.
You're different.
Usted es diferente. Right,
right. Ruth was different.
Ruth fue diferente.
Amen. So Amen. Boaz said, hey,
entonces Boaz dijo,
we're going to take care of that person.
Vamos a cuidar a esa persona.
Because she looks virtuous.
Porque ella se ve diferente,
the Bible tells
virtuosa,
us
la Biblia nos dice,
that he says, thou art a virtuous woman.
Tú eres una mujer
now,
virtuosa.
How do you know that?
¿Y cómo él sabía eso?
How do you know that?
¿Cómo es que él sabía eso?
Her character.
Era por el carácter
Her
que ella
character.
Tenía. El carácter. Caminando. Escalando.
Character.
Carácter.
Sometimes that's better than.
Hay veces eso es mejor.
Sometimes that's better than you know you being preached to and not just be, have your character.
Solamente tenga carácter.
Because your character goes out
porque
there.
Su carácter se ve allá afuera.
Amen. Your character goes out
su
there.
Su carácter se ve allá
and
afuera.
And the people around
y la
you.
Gente alrededor.
Ruth.
Abraham.
Right. Oh, we see a change.
Oh, nosotros vemos un cambio.
Oh. We see you're in a different field.
Nosotros vemos que usted está en un campo diferente.
They may have been many women.
De más que hubieran
in Ruth's time.
Otras mujeres en el tiempo de Ruth que estaban ahí trabajando en los campos.
But they were Moabites.
Pero eran Moabitas.
They didn't dress right.
Que no se eran mal vestidas.
And God noticed it.
Y Dios lo notó.
Boaz, I'm sorry,
Perdón,
Boaz, type of Christ.
Tipo de
Boaz
Cristo.
Noticed
Boaz
that.
Notó eso.
So he said, hey,
y ella, y él dijo,
I see she's working.
Yo veo que ella está trabajando.
He didn't have to go to her house to find her.
Él no tenía que ir a su casa a encontrarla, a buscarla.
She was working
ella
in the field.
Trabajando en el campo.
May have been sweating a little
Demás
bit.
Que estaba sudando un poco.
But he saw her character.
Pero él vio el carácter de ella.
She wasn't out there complaining with the little group over here.
Ella no estaba ya renegando con el pequeño grupo aquí.
Complaining about their government.
Renegando sobre su gobierno.
As some of you do.
Como varios de ustedes hacen.
She didn't complain about nothing.
Ella no renegó de nada.
She had a heart of a servant.
Ella tuvo un corazón de ser, de
and what is sanctification? Clean.
¿Y qué es lo que
and set aside
limpia y
to be
puesto
put into service.
Para ser puesto en servicio.
So Amen. Ruth had to come through this position.
Entonces Ruth tuvo que pasar por esta posición.
That God, Christ, Boaz.
Dios, Cristo, Boaz.
Caught his attention.
Agarró la atención de él.
And he said, hey.
Y él dijo, oiga.
Hey, my men, my preachers.
Mis hombres, mis predicadores.
My fivefold ministry.
Mi ministerio quíntuple.
Go on out there.
Vaya, salgan allá afuera.
Go on out there and give her.
Salgan allá afuera y denle
a handful
ella.
Of purpose.
Un poco, un poquito.
Give her some apostles.
Dele apóstoles.
Prophets.
Profetas.
Pastors.
Pastores.
Teachers and evangelists.
Maestros.
To help my bride.
Para ayudar a mi novia.
Amen. Because what was she gleaning?
Porque qué es lo que ella estaba ahí
food.
Trabajando? Era con comida.
Sustaining food.
Comida que sostenía.
Not weeds.
No otra clase de cosas.
No weeds.
No eran.
I just want you to say that again. No weeds.
I can't remember what weeds is.
Okay, never mind. So anyway, my interpreter just fell down. Well, Anna, he fell down.
We.
But remember, no, listen, she wasn't over in the field.
Pero ella no estaba en el campo.
And she was picking up.
Y ella estaba recogiendo.
Things that weren't wheat.
Ella no estaba ahí recogiendo cosas que no eran.
She was picking
no
up barley.
Ella estaba ahí
she knew where to go.
Trigo, el grano que ella estaba cogiendo.
It
ella
says
sabía.
Here in the Bible that
dice
she goes into the field in the morning.
Que ella entra en el
and
campo
she doesn't
la mañana,
leave until the evening.
No se iba hasta el atardecer,
except for having a little bread and water
solamente para comer
for lunch.
Un poquito en el, durante el
so that's what caught Boaz's eye.
Y eso es lo que agarró el ojo de Boaz.
And not only.
Y no solamente eso.
Did she glean the corners where the poor people were?
Ella estaba trabajando también en las esquinas donde estaban los pobres.
God said, "Okay, my fivefold ministry."
Dios dijo, bueno, mi ministerio quíntuple.
She's having a hard time cutting those corners
ella
out
está
there.
Teniendo un tiempo difícil cortando
that's
esas esquinas.
Way out there in the field.
Eso está ya bien
lejos. As you're going through the middle of the field,
y cuando usted está pasando por el medio
as
del
you
campo,
walk up the aisle
mientras
on Sunday
usted está
morning,
caminando por el pasillo
and you
el domingo
walk up here
la tarde,
behind
la,
the pulpit,
regresa aquí al púlpito.
Drop some handfuls
dele un poco
of revelation
de revelación
so that my bride
para que mi
or
novia,
my future bride
o mi novia
according
en
to her
futuro,
so that she can what?
Para que ella qué?
So she can live.
Para que ella pueda vivir.
Same way with you and
lo
I.
Mismo con usted y yo.
God gives us handfuls
Dios nos da
of purpose.
Un poco.
Brother Branham says some in one of the quotes he says on purpose.
En una de las citas el hermano Branham dice que le dio a ella a propósito.
Because that's what we're doing, folks.
Que eso es lo que nosotros estamos haciendo.
We're not coming up here.
Nosotros no estamos viniendo aquí
to feed ourselves.
Para darnos de comer a nosotros mismos.
I told Brother Claude that one time.
Yo le dije eso al hermano Claude
long time
una
ago.
Vez, hace tiempos.
I said you study for 6 hours.
Yo le dije usted estudia por 6 horas.
To preach a 1 hour sermon.
Para predicar un sermón de una hora.
I said you get it first.
Usted lo recibe primero.
Then you got to take it and
entonces
give it to the people.
Usted tiene que dárselo a la gente.
As Brother Dale's talking
como
about.
Como el hermano Dale
there's
está hablando.
There's your priest.
Ahí está su sacerdote.
Coming out to the field.
Saliendo al campo.
To the roots.
A las roots.
And you've got the mature.
Y aquí está el maduro.
Food.
La comida madura.
And you're waving it before the people.
Y usted se la pone, se la maneja delante de la gente.
And it's always Jesus Christ.
Y siempre
it's
es Jesucristo.
Always
siempre
Jesus Christ.
Uno está
not
meneando
a man.
Jesu- no un hombre.
Not another preacher.
No otro predicador.
But Jesus Christ.
Usted le menea a ese Jesucristo.
The same yesterday, today,
el mismo
and forever.
Ayer y hoy por los siglos.
Because he was the mature one.
Porque él era el maduro.
And now that he's inside
y
of
ahora
us,
el que está en nosotros,
we can go to that mature
podemos
one.
Ir a ese maduro.
Everybody okay with that?
Están todos bien con eso.
God bless you.
Dios los bendiga.
But Ruth serving.
Pero Ruth sirviendo.
Sanctification.
Santificación.
There is works involved.
Hay obras que se tratan con esto.
But don't get, like I said, don't get fooled.
Pero no me malentienda o
that
no,
if you
no se engañe,
quit all those things,
que si usted deja esas cosas,
that you have the Holy Ghost.
Usted tiene el Espíritu Santo.
No, you're still
no,
in the field.
Usted todavía está en el campo.
You're still gleaning.
Usted todavía está trabajando.
Because God come to a point where you can't give yourself the Holy Ghost.
Porque tiene que llegar al punto que usted no puede mismo darse el Espíritu Santo.
So you got to go to the one that can give it to you.
Usted tiene que ir al que le puede dar el Espíritu Santo.
Because the preacher can't give it to you.
Porque el predicador no se lo puede dar a usted.
Huh? Deacon,
el diácono,
teacher,
ni el maestro,
cannot give you the Holy Ghost.
Nadie le puede dar el Espíritu Santo a usted.
Brother John is a parent. We'd love to give the Holy Ghost to all of our whole
John
family.
Aquí, él es un padre. Quisiéramos darle el Espíritu Santo a nuestros hijos.
But you cannot do that.
Pero usted no puede hacer eso.
You've got to come to
usted
a place
tiene que llegar a un lugar
that Ruth came to
a que Ruth vino
of rest.
De descanso.
Amen. We're going to read it.
Y vamos a leerlo.
Boaz said, rest.
Boaz dijo, descanso.
I'll go.
Yo iré
and do
y haré
the rite of redemption.
La obra de redención.
Amen.
Amen.
Because listen.
Porque escuchen.
Ruth wasn't kin to Boaz.
Ruth no era familia de Boaz.
Ruth didn't lose a piece of property
Ruth
in the promised
no perdió
land.
Su propiedad en la tierra
her
prometida.
Property was out in the world.
Su propiedad estaba en el mundo.
But remember, she left
pero acuérdense,
that.
Ella dejó eso.
And she started gleaning
y
in the field.
Ella comenzó a trabajar en los campos.
Of Christ.
De Cristo.
She started coming to church.
Empezó a venir a la iglesia.
She started doing the
empezó
right
a hacer
things.
Las cosas correctas.
Because remember,
porque acuérdense,
God didn't give Abraham the baptism of the Holy Ghost in type.
Dios no le dio a Abraham el bautismo del Espíritu Santo en tipo.
Because of the circumcision.
Por la circuncisión.
No.
No.
He gave him the circumcision,
él le dio la circuncisión
as a sign
como una señal
that Abraham had
Abraham
walked to a point
ya había llegado a un punto
that God
que Dios
believed
creyó
Abraham,
Abraham,
and Abraham,
Abraham
believed God.
Creyó a Dios.
Same way with Ruth.
Lo mismo con Ruth.
Ruth out in the field.
Ruth ahí en el campo.
She knew who Boaz was.
Ella sabía quién era Boaz.
Because she could read it in the Bible.
Ella podía leerlo en la Biblia.
The old Jewish church.
En la iglesia antigua.
She could read in the Old Testament.
Judía. Ella podía leer en el Antiguo Testamento. A mí me gusta esto.
You could read in the Old Testament.
Usted puede leer en el Antiguo Testamento.
How that Christ was going to be made flesh.
Como Cristo iba a venir a ser carne.
Because we're not kinfolks to God.
Porque nosotros no somos
in this right here.
De familia a Dios
we're kinfolks to that other guy
somos
that's
familia
inserted.
A ese otro hombre,
amen?
Llamado el diablo.
But we have went through
pero hemos pasado
the deciding part.
El tiempo de decidir.
We have went through the serving
hemos pasado
part.
Por el tiempo de
God
servir.
Is looking at you to see if you'll
Dios
do what you said.
A usted a ver qué es lo que usted va a decidir.
And then
y entonces,
you rest.
Usted descansa.
Abraham,
Abraham,
rest.
Descansa.
I'm going to visit you.
Yo te voy a visitar.
According to the time of life.
De acuerdo al tiempo de vida.
Abraham, listen. Abram,
Abraham,
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 Sarai,
Sarai,
and Sarah.
Y Sara.
Tried to help God.
Trataron de ayudar a Dios.
And got zero out of it. Except a wild child.
No sacaron nada de eso. Solamente
they got an Ishmael.
O un Ismael.
Or a denominational church.
O una iglesia denominacional.
Not the promise.
No era la promesa.
But when God comes on the scene.
Pero cuando Dios viene a la
in
cena,
human flesh.
En carne humana,
as Melchizedek.
Como Melchizedek.
And Abraham right off the bat.
Y Abraham ahí mismo,
says my Lord.
Dice mi Señor.
Boy, the communion starts.
Ahí comienza el compañerismo, la comunión.
And I'm sure that Melchizedek, you know, he's leaning back in that chair, he's full.
Y yo sé que Melchizedek está ahí,
he's eaten half a cow.
Le había comido un ternero,
drank milk.
Tomado leche,
put some butter on bread.
Puesto mantequilla sobre el pan.
And he said, hey.
Y él dijo,
Abraham.
Abraham.
I love what you've done.
Yo amo lo que tú has hecho.
Ruth, I love what you've
Ruth,
done out in this field.
Lo que has hecho.
I love what you're doing to your old mother, Naomi. Or your mother-in-law.
A tu suegra, Noemi.
But it's my turn now.
Pero es mi turno ya.
I'm going to visit you according to the time of life.
De acuerdo al tiempo de vida.
And I'm going to change your body.
Y voy a cambiar tu cuerpo.
Because you can't do it.
Porque usted no lo mismo, no lo puede hacer.
Ruth,
Ruth,
stay right here.
Quédese aquí.
You don't even have a part
usted
in this.
Ni tiene parte en esto.
You know, Ruth by herself.
Ruth, ella sola.
She could have went up to the people of Israel.
Ella podía ir a la gente de Israel.
And said, I want my property back.
Y decir, yo quiero mi propiedad otra vez.
You have none.
Usted no tiene nada.
That's why the Gentile women
las mujeres gentiles
in the New Testament
en el Nuevo Testamento
would come to Jesus,
venían a Jesús,
but he would always
pero
recognize
él siempre reconocía
there's no greater faith.
Que no hay una fe más
remember
grande.
The Syrophoenician woman?
¿Se acuerda de la mujer Syrofenicia?
Couldn't call him son of David.
Ella no podía llamarlo el hijo de David.
Same with Ruth.
También como,
Ruth had no inheritance
Ruth
where she
no
was standing.
Herencia donde ella estaba parada.
She had to go through justification.
Sanctification. Santificación.
And then right at the resting part.
Y en el momento de descanso.
Jesus says, come to me.
Jesús dijo, venga a mí.
All ye that labor.
Todos los que están trabajados y cargados.
And I'll give you rest.
Y yo os daré descanso.
Brother Branham said that rest was the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. So Abraham,
entonces Abraham,
you've been fighting for 25 years.
Él había estado peleando por 25 años.
Too much of you has been inserted in the picture.
Yeah. Mucho de usted ha sido pues injertado en el cuadro.
But I'm going to do the work.
Pero yo voy a hacer la obra.
Ruth, you stay right
Ruth,
there.
Usted se queda ahí.
Naomi, I know you're in the background.
Naomi, yo sé que usted está en el
but
fondo.
But I've got to go
pero yo
take
tengo que ir
her
property. Ella, la propiedad de ella.
Collect it back.
Colectarla,
redeem.
Redimirla.
And then I'm going to get you.
Entonces, yo te voy a coger a ti.
You just stay right there.
Usted se queda ahí.
Because I remember Abraham and Sarah.
Abraham y Sara.
There's your three.
Ahí están
justification,
tres, sanctification,
type of the Holy Ghost.
Tipo del Espíritu Santo.
Abraham gets circumcised.
Abraham se circuncida.
But remember, there was a child.
Un hijo.
The promise
la promesa
was a child.
Era un hijo.
That's four.
Esos son cuatro.
The promise was
la promesa
a child.
Era un hijo.
Same way with Ruth.
Lo mismo con Ruth.
Ruth decided.
Ruth decidió.
Ruth served in the
Ruth,
field.
Ruth sirvió en el campo.
Ruth now we see in the Bible.
Ruth, aquí ya vemos en la Biblia.
That the book of Ruth.
Que en el libro de Ruth.
Shows you.
Le muestra usted.
That even Naomi.
Que hasta Noemi.
Had to tell her what to
tenía
do.
Tenía que decirle a ella lo que se tenía que hacer.
So Paul.
Entonces, Pablo.
This is fresh.
Esto es fresco.
Paul.
Pablo.
looks
mira
in the Old Testament,
en el Antiguo Testamento,
and writes the New Testament off of that.
El Nuevo Testamento de eso.
So you can't do away with
Entonces,
Naomi.
No puede sacar a
She's
Noemi
still there.
Afuera. Ella está, ella
There's
está ahí.
The inheritance.
Esa es la herencia.
But Paul is now gleaning
Pero Pablo ya está mirando
and showing the bride
y mostrándole a la novia
she gets her inheritance.
Ella recibe
she
su
gets
herencia.
Christ.
Ella recibe a Cristo.
Israel gets
Israel
the
Israel
land.
Recibe la, la tierra.
The promised land to them
la tierra
is,
prometida a ella
is actually
es la
land.
Tierra, es terreno.
Our promised land
Nuestra tierra prometida
is what? The
es
baptism
que
of the Holy Ghost.
El Espíritu
Amen.
Santo.
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody all right?
Todos están bien.
So now we come to this Ruth resting.
Entonces nosotros vemos a Ruth aquí descansando.
Which is a type of the Holy Ghost.
Que es un tipo del Espíritu Santo.
Now look what happens.
Y ahora mire lo que pasa.
At the end of the harvest.
En el fin de la
siega.
All the
food on the threshing floor.
Toda la comida está ahí.
And the prophet of God says,
preparada y ya recogida. Y el
Boaz
profeta Dios dice que Boaz
owns it all.
Le pertenece todo eso, le pertenece a él.
So he crawls up at the top of the heap.
Y él sube.
And lays down.
Y él se, se pone a descansar porque él es todo
He
es
crawls
de él.
Up to the top of the heap.
Él sube aquí.
And
lo,
lays
a la,
down.
A lo arriba y se descansa.
Brother Brown tells us.
El hermano Brown nos dice.
That Boaz.
Que Boaz.
Had to be rich.
Tuvo que ser rico.
And have plenty of land.
Y tener mucho terreno.
Before he could do the rite of redemption.
Antes de que él pudiera hacer
In other words, he had to be worthy.
Él tenía que ser digno.
They couldn't be a beggar come off the field.
No pudo, no tenía, no podía ser otra persona.
And say, I'll redeem it
y
back.
Decir, oh, yo puedo redimirlo.
You know what the old guys are going to say?
Usted sabe lo que los van a decir
With
las personas.
What?
¿Con qué?
But here's Boaz.
Pero aquí está Boaz.
He owns the field.
A él le pertenece el
he
campo.
Owns the wheat.
Él per- le pertenece el
he owns the land.
Él le pertenece el terreno.
And he owns that great big
y él
heap
le pertenece ese montón
of wheat.
De comida que habían
so
recogido.
In the evening time, the Bible
en el
says,
tiempo de atardecer, la Biblia
that he
dice,
goes and lays down.
Él va y se acuesta.
At the end of the harvest.
En el fin de la, de la, de la siega.
And Naomi.
Y ahí Noemí.
Tells Ruth.
Le dice a Ruth.
Where Boaz is.
¿Dónde está Boaz?
Oh, that's great.
Oh, eso está,
you
eso
want to find out where Christ is? Go in that
Cristo.
Old Testament.
Mira ese Antiguo Testamento.
Paul went into that Old Testament.
Pablo fue a ese Antiguo
and
Testamento.
And he saw where Christ was.
Y él vio dónde estaba
and he
Cristo.
Brought him right into
y lo
the threshing
trajo
floor.
Al, 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 a donde está él.
And a
al
virtuous woman.
Y en una mujer virtuosa.
Called Ruth.
Llamada Ruth.
She didn't lay beside him.
Ella no se acostó junto a él.
That's not a virtuous woman.
Eso no
Everybody
es una
understand
mujer
what I'm talking about?
Eso es lo que, ¿sabe lo que estoy hablando?
She laid.
Ella se,
Naomi says, go
Noemí
lay at his feet.
Dijo que acuéstese al, delante de sus
and
pies.
Said, if he throws the blanket
y
over
si
you,
él le, la, la ropa usted,
then you've been accepted.
Usted ha sido aceptado.
And you just lay right there.
Usted solamente se queda ahí.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Brown says,
El hermano Brown
God
dice
takes
que Dios coge
the cloak of the Holy Ghost. And throws it over.
La cobija del Espíritu Santo, la sábana del Espíritu Santo, y lo arropa usted con eso.
And remember what he tells her. He says,
lo que ella le dice a él.
You stay right here.
Él le dice a ella, quédese aquí.
You've done all you can do.
Usted ha hecho todo lo que usted pudo hacer.
Isn't that where you came to? That's
no
where
es eso
I came to.
Usted ha venido a eso, lo que
I've
yo vine.
Done all I can do.
Yo he hecho todo lo que
It's like you say, Lord, if you don't give me the Holy
es como
Ghost,
decir, Señor, si yo, no me
you're
going to
find
Espíritu
a bag
Santo,
of bones laying right
vas
here.
A encontrar un, una bolsa de,
That's
de,
what Ruth was coming to.
Aquí. Eso es lo que Ruth ha llegado.
Right. So Boaz.
Entonces Boaz.
The next day.
Al siguiente día.
In the story.
En la historia.
What happened?
¿Qué es lo que pasa?
He says, Ruth, you stay here.
Ella dice, él le dice, Ruth,
I got to go talk to that nearer kinsman.
Yo tengo que hablar con ese, ese familiar.
Because he has the right first.
Porque él tiene el derecho primero.
He can redeem you.
Él puede redimirlo usted
But
si
I'm
going
to go talk to him.
Pero yo voy a ir a hablar con él.
So he goes and talks to
Entonces,
the
él habla con él,
nearest kin guy.
Con el familiar más cercano.
And all of a sudden,
y después de un momento a otro,
the nearest kin guy says, "No, nah, you, no, I'll do it."
Cercano, él dijo, sí, yo lo iré.
Hey, he's mine.
Yo lo haré. Sí,
She's mine. I'll do
mía.
It.
Yo lo haré.
Boaz says,
y Boaz le dice,
you take Naomi.
Si usted coge a Noemi, usted tiene que coger a Noemi también.
He got to take that stinking Gentile.
Y usted tiene que coger a Ruth también.
Right? You gotta take Ruth.
Usted tiene que coger a Ruth.
And
esa,
he goes, wait a minute.
Y él dice, oiga.
I love what Brother Brown says.
Me gusta lo, como el
Brother Brown
lo dice,
said,
el hermano Brown dice,
there's Satan.
Ahí está Satanás.
Satan can't cast out Satan.
Satanás no puede echar a Satanás.
So Satan says,
entonces,
I can't
Satanás dice, yo no puedo hacerlo.
Boaz never hesitates.
Nunca deja.
He says, okay.
Entonces él dice, está bien.
Got you out of the way.
Ya te saqué del lado del cuadro.
Dwight Moody says,
Dwight Moody dijo,
God will only fill those
Dios solamente llenará
who
esos
are not full of
que no están llenos de ellos mismos.
He had to get rid of
él tuvo que sacar
all that old self.
De todo de usted mismo.
Boaz had the money.
Boaz tenía el dinero.
The land.
El terreno.
And the prestige.
Y el prestigio.
Because when he stood out
porque
there.
Cuando él se paró ahí,
now remember being a type of Christ.
Acuérdese, él siendo un tipo de Cristo.
They had to meet him outside the city.
Ellos tenían que encontrarse fuera de la ciudad.
Where was Christ crucified?
¿Dónde fue crucificado Cristo?
Outside the city.
Fuera de la ciudad.
It was at the gate.
Fue a las puertas.
What did God tell Abraham?
¿Qué es lo que dije, le dijo Dios a Abraham?
You shall possess.
Tú poseerás.
The gate.
Las puertas.
Of your enemy.
Del enemigo.
And what was the right of redemption?
¿Y qué era la redención?
Boaz had to take his shoes off.
Boaz tuvo que quitarse los zapatos.
Amen.
Amen.
Why shoes?
¿Por qué los zapatos?
Well, let's go back to Moses.
Miremos a Moisés.
Let's go back to Joshua.
Miremos a Josué.
Take off your shoes.
Quítate sus sandalias.
You're on holy ground.
Estás parado en lugar santo.
Brother Branham then comes.
El hermano Branham entonces viene.
And he tells us that footprints.
Y él nos dice que huellas.
Means possession.
Quieren decir posesión.
Abraham.
Abraham.
Everywhere the sole of your feet.
La planta de tus pies.
Lands.
Se pare.
There's your possession.
Ahí está tu posesión.
Boaz walks out
Boaz
and goes.
Sale.
Shoe off.
Y él se quita los zapatos.
Shoe off.
Zapatos.
He raises his hands.
Levanta sus manos.
He grabs the cross.
Y él coge la cruz.
And he heads to Calvary.
Y él va al Calvario.
He has no shoes on
no
because he's almost got, he's almost naked,
porque
remember.
Él está desnudo.
But what's he doing?
¿Y qué es lo que está haciendo?
What's Boaz doing?
¿Qué es lo que Boaz está
when he took
haciendo?
His shoes off,
cuando
that means he possessed
los zapatos,
it.
Él quiere decir que él lo poseyó.
So here Jesus Christ heads to Calvary.
Y aquí está Jesucristo sobre
he said, this
Calvario.
Is my mountain.
Él está diciendo que este es mi montaña.
Possessing this.
Yo estoy poseyendo esto.
Then they hung him on the cross.
Y lo colgaron en la cruz.
He did the rite of redemption.
Y él hizo la rey de
they
redención.
Put him in a tomb.
Lo pusieron en una tumba.
And what's the first thing he hit the ground when on resurrection morning?
Cayó en el día de resurrección.
His feet.
Sus pies.
He says, "Now,
y él dice, ahora,
I own death.
Yo a mí me pertenece la muerte,
hell,
el infierno,
and the grave.
Y la tumba.
Because I walked
porque
it.
Yo caminé sobre
and now
ello.
I possess
y ahora
it.
Yo poseo esas cosas.
Boaz says, "Now,
y ahora Boaz dice,
give me my Gentile bride.
Dame a mí mi esposa gentil.
Because remember, there was no Gentile
porque
bride in the Old
no
Testament.
Había una novia gentil en el Antiguo
Amen?
Testamento.
He had to do the rite of redemption.
Él tenía que hacer la ley de redención.
Boaz,
Boaz,
our Christ,
nuestro Cristo,
had to do the rite of redemption.
Tenía que hacer la ley de redención.
He redeemed Naomi.
Él redimió a Noemí.
Listen, folks, they had a promise.
Ellos tenían una promesa.
They're going to get the promise
ellos
after we leave.
Ellos van a recibir la promesa después que nosotros nos hemos ido.
Because this is the fourth part
porque
of the story.
Esta es la cuarta parte de la historia.
You and I have to
usted
come
y yo tenemos que venir
to maturity.
A madurez.
Abraham had to wait 16 years
tuvo que esperar 16
until
años,
Isaac got a little older.
Hasta que Isaac llegó más maduro.
And he took him to Calvary.
Y él lo llevó a él al Calvario.
He took him up there on top of that
lo
mountain.
Llevó a él arriba de esa montaña.
And you know what?
¿Y saben qué?
There was Abraham walking in
ahí
them old, shit, them old feet that he'd been walking in the
en
whole
esos
time.
Pies que él siempre
he
había
walks
estado
right
caminando.
Up that hill.
Y él camina ahí sobre esa,
and Brother
esa montaña.
Said, Brother Branham said, Abraham got out of the way just for a second.
Y el hermano Branham dijo que Abraham se salió del camino
when
por
Isaac
un momento.
Looked at him and said, Dad,
pero Isaac lo miró a él
we have
y
the
dijo,
wood.
Pa, tenemos aquí la leña.
We've got the fire.
Tenemos aquí el fuego.
But where's the sacrifice?
Pero ¿dónde está el sacrificio?
Brother Branham said, Abraham stepped out of the way.
Abraham se salió
and God
por el
stepped
camino,
in just for a second and said,
dijo,
Son,
hijo,
God himself.
Dios, él mismo.
Will provide himself
se proveerá él mismo
a sacrifice.
Un sacrificio.
Amen. He inserted himself
él
right in there. Boaz said, hey,
él mismo,
I'll do it.
Dijo, yo le iré.
I'll take that dirty Gentile because I love her, man. I've been watching
yo
her work.
Amo esa gentil sucia. Yo la amo.
I've been watching her work for 2,000 years.
Viéndola trabajar a ella por
through
every
church
años.
Age.
Por toda la
I've been
la
watching
iglesia.
Her.
La he estado mirando.
Now she's a little more mature.
Y ahora ella es más madura.
And I'm going to marry her.
Y yo me voy a casar con
Naomi,
ella.
Naomi, that's okay.
Noemi, eso está bien.
You get your part.
Tú has recibido
you
tu
can
parte.
Have your land back.
Tú vas a tener tu terreno.
But I
pero ahora yo
need an heir.
Necesito una heredera.
Ah.
Yo
need an heir.
Necesito un heredero.
So I gotta have a bride
entonces, yo tengo que tener
that
una
I can
novia
take for myself.
Que yo pueda coger por yo mismo.
So that we can have an heir.
Para que podamos tener un heredero.
Because what happened with Boaz
porque
and Ruth?
Lo que pasa con Boaz y Ruth.
They got married.
Ellos se casaron.
And they had a baby.
Y tuvieron un bebé.
Now the story goes.
Y la historia sigue.
When the baby was born.
Que cuando el bebé nació.
What they do with it?
¿Qué lo que hicieron con él?
They took and handed it
lo llevaron y se
to
lo
Naomi.
Llevaron a Noemí.
They said, Naomi here.
Y Noemí,
and Naomi said,
está,
oh man.
Dijo,
this is, see now they're kinfolk.
Ellos ya son familia.
When Boaz took Ruth.
Cuando Boaz tomó
and had
a Ruth,
baby.
Y tuvieron un bebé.
Cause remember Boaz and Naomi's kinfolk.
Y Noemí son familiares.
So now you insert the Gentile in.
El gentil.
And then that baby was
y ese
handed
bebé
to Naomi.
Fue entregado a Noemí.
When you and I come
cuando
to full maturity.
Vinimos a la madurez completa.
And we have relations with Christ.
Y nosotros tenemos relaciones
we're
con going Cristo.
To produce
vamos
a child.
Producir un hijo.
And that child, we're not going
ese,
to nurture that child.
Ese hijo, nosotros
we're
going
to give it to Israel.
A ese hijo, lo vamos a entregar a Israel.
Through two witnesses.
Por medio de dos testigos.
And they're going to get Christ.
Y ellos van a recibir
and they're
a going Cristo.
To see him.
Y ellos lo van a ver
and
a él.
They're going to say, where did
y
you get those
decir,
scars?
Recibieron esas, esas...
He said,
y él dice,
you remember back there?
Ustedes se acuerden,
in Naomi
and Noemi,
and Ruth,
y Ruth
and Boaz,
y Boaz.
You know that story.
¿Ustedes se acuerdan esa historia?
They had a baby.
Ellos tuvieron un bebé. Amen.
We're presenting that.
Nosotros estamos presentando eso.
Because I have a Gentile
porque
bride
aquí
now.
Yo tengo una novia gentil,
and we produced
y nosotros hemos producido
Christ.
A Cristo.
And now we're presenting it
y ahora la estamos,
to Israel.
Estamos presentando a Cristo,
what a beautiful story.
A Israel. ¿Qué historia
but
hermosa?
Listen, it has to come to maturity. Pero, wasn't a bunch of kids running around. Boaz was mature.
Boaz fue maduro.
Ruth was mature.
Ruth fue madura.
Naomi was still in the picture
Noemí
with connection.
Todavía está en el cuadro con conexiones,
but she can't have children.
Pero ella no podía
she's
tener
too
hijos.
Old.
Ella ya estaba ya muy, muy vieja.
But that baby.
Pero ese bebé.
They're going to hand that baby.
Tenían que entregar a ese
to
bebé
the old Jewish church.
A la iglesia judía antigua.
And they're going to say, we missed
ellos
it.
Van a decir, lo hemos perdido.
We missed our Boaz.
Perdimos nuestro Boaz.
But Boaz, through the two
pero
witnesses,
Boaz,
are going to say, don't worry.
Dos testigos van a decir,
don't worry,
no se
this was all done.
Esto fue hecho.
So that I could get a Gentile bride.
Para que yo pueda coger
and now
una
she's
novia gentil.
Safe at home.
Y ahora ella está salva
she's
en
in
casa.
Another dimension.
Ella ya está en otra dimensión.
Now I'm coming to get
ahora
you.
Voy a venir a
cogerte because I promised you I'd never forget you.
Te prometí que no me voy a
never
olvidar de ti nunca.
Will he forget Israel?
Él se olvidará de Israel.
Amen.
Amen.
That's a good story.
Eso es una buena historia.
I love that story.
Yo amo esa historia.
And that's just kind of a fingernail skimming over.
Y eso es un poquito hablando sobre el tema.
We thank God he took his shoes off at Calvary.
Le agradecemos a Dios que él se quitó los zapatos en el Calvario.
If you got just a few minutes, let's go to another story real quick. Real good story, if that's okay.
Otros minutos, vamos a
let's
ver
turn to the book
historia
of Numbers.
Vamos a ir al libro de Números.
Verse 34. Talking about types. We look in Numbers verse 34 and what happened
Números capítulo 34
is that you've got your 12 tribes
lo que pasa aquí es que hay 12 tribus
and they're getting ready to go over into the promised land
están listos para entrar a la tierra prometida
now listen, what is the promised land?
¿Cuál es la tierra prometida?
The promised land is the
la
baptism of the Holy Ghost
everybody
got that
say
amen
entiende.
That was a type of them going
ese
into Canaan that was their promised
ellos
land
entrar a Canaán.
Okay? But now remember,
pero acuérdense,
once they got in the promised land,
cuando entraron a la tierra prometida,
they didn't just Dan went over here and,
la tribu de
and
Dan
Ephraim went
no
over here
acá,
and
y Efraín
Judah
se
went
se
over
para
here.
Acá, o Judá se
they
fue
were
para,
placed
ellos fueron puestos
by Joshua.
Posicionalmente por Josué.
Not by Moses.
No por Moisés.
Moses brought the message.
Moisés trajo el mensaje.
Moses, thy servant,
Moisés,
is dead.
Tu siervo está muerto.
Now Joshua,
ahora,
I'm with
Josué,
you.
Josué, yo estoy contigo.
Joshua, the type of what?
Josué
Christ.
Es que es un tipo de Cristo.
Amen.
Amen.
Jehovah Savior.
Jehová Salvador.
He's the one that's going to positionally place them in the land.
Potencialmente los va a poner posicionalmente
but now
en la
you
tierra.
Can't position out here.
Pero usted no puede
they
posicionar
can't position in Moab.
No podían posicionarse en Moab.
No promise.
No hay promesa ahí.
The promise was the promise. La promesa, that's why it's called a promised land. It's in a promised land.
La promesa es en una tierra prometida.
Amen.
Amen.
Sure, don't you worry.
Yeah, I'm good.
I can social distance it to you.
Yeah.
But listen.
Pero acuérdense.
They get a promise.
Ellos reciben una
and
promesa.
And it's land.
Y esta tierra.
The land grant.
La,
sons of Abraham.
Tierra,
wherever you
Abraham,
fall, your feet go. They get a literal land.
Pies, ellos reciben esa tierra.
But we as a type get
pero
the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But we have to go through justification, sanctification,
justificación,
and the baptism of the Holy Ghost before we cross over.
Antes de que crucemos,
and then when we cross over,
y cuando nosotros crucemos,
I always wondered
yo siempre me pongo a
pensar, in the Bible.
En la Biblia,
because remember, circumcision is a type of the Holy Ghost.
Es un tipo del Espíritu Santo.
Do you know that, that those tribes had to go across Jordan
que esas tribus tenían que cruzar
before
el Jordán,
they were circumcised,
antes de que fueran
before he could place them in the land? Well, you got to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost before you can be placed.
Santo antes de
there's no placing without the baptism
a
of the Holy Ghost.
No hay,
everybody
no hay
good?
Sin el Espíritu
we
Santo.
Good with that?
Entiendo.
That's why right here at the end time.
Por eso es que aquí en el tiempo del fin.
Not a circumcision to get the Holy Ghost.
No una circuncisión para recibir
el Espíritu Santo. But a circumcision to get rid of everything.
Para quitar de todo encima.
Leave all of that behind.
Dejar todo eso al lado.
That's our promise.
Esa es nuestra promesa de hoy.
So let's go to Numbers verse 34.
Vamos
I mean chapter
Números,
34.
Capítulo 34.
Verse 14.
Versículo 14.
Everybody okay? Say amen.
Entonces también digan amén.
Numbers 34.
Números 34.
There you go, verse 13.
Versículo 13.
Now here's Moses.
Aquí está Moisés.
And Moses commanded the children of Israel saying,
y mandó Moisés a los hijos de Israel diciendo,
this is the land which ye shall inherit by lot.
Esta es la tierra que se os repartirá en heredades.
Which the Lord commanded to give unto the nine tribes and to the half tribe.
Por sorteo que mandó Jehová que diese a las nueve tribus y a la media tribu.
Now listen to this. For the tribe of the children of Reuben,
porque la tribu de los hijos de Rubén,
according to the house of their fathers,
según las casas de sus padres,
and the tribe of the children of Gad,
y la tribu de los hijos de Gad,
according to the house of
según
their fathers,
las casas de sus padres,
have received their inheritance.
Y la media tribu de Manasés han and, tornado su
and half the tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance.
Han tomado su
now look, remember, it's a half tribe, so
mire,
they had to split the tribe
era,
up.
Era una media tribu,
there's
entonces
a significance
tenían que partirla en dos.
Amen? Amen. Then Joshua, then let's go to Joshua 1, verse 10.
Y vamos a Josué, capítulo 1,
let's read these real quick. It says, then Joshua commanded the officers of the people saying,
y Josué mandó a los oficiales del pueblo diciendo,
pass through the host,
pasad por en medio,
and command the people saying,
del campamento y mandad al pueblo
prepare
diciendo,
your victuals,
preparaos comida,
for within 3 days,
porque dentro de 3 días,
you shall pass over this Jordan,
pasaréis el Jordán,
and go in to possess the
para
land
entrar a poseer la tierra,
which the Lord your God giveth you to
que
possess
Jehová
it.
Vuestro Dios os da en posesión.
To the Reubenites,
a los Rubenitas,
and the Gadites,
y a los Gaditas,
and to half the tribe of Manasseh,
y a la media tribu de Manasseh,
spake Joshua saying,
diciendo,
now who is Joshua?
Ahora, ¿quién es Josué?
Type of the Holy Ghost.
Un tipo del Espíritu Santo.
The positioner.
El posicionador.
It's kind of strange.
Es extraño.
What I tell you, Joshua's daddy's name was.
¿Cuál fue el nombre de Josué, el papá de Josué?
None.
None.
Christ
none.
Had no father on this earth. He was the son and, of none.
Let me explain that because in Spanish,
okay,
that
Spanish
make sense.
Is different. Okay.
And in English, el nombre de Josué, el papá de Josué es Nun. En inglés, none quiere decir nada. Entonces, Josué o Jesús. No see. Tenía padre, no tenía madre. Entonces,
ándale. Okay. So I, now.
Ahora, entonces. Some jokes you can't really interpret
you,
like that.
You can't.
Spanish.
That's not a joke.
Well,
it's a play with
you
words.
Know what I mean.
Well, why would Joshua be the son of none and him top Christ?
Because
he was the son of none on the earth. Christ was. Never mind. So anyway, they'll get it. Some of you that speak English, interpret down there where they're at.
Inglés, pueden interpretar eso, lo que acabo de decir.
Now look, in verse 13.
En versículo 13.
Remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you.
Acordaos de la palabra que Moisés, siervo de Jehová, os mandó diciendo.
Saying, the Lord your God hath given you rest.
Jehová vuestro Dios os ha dado reposo.
And hath given you this land.
Y os ha dado esta tierra.
Your wives.
Vuestras mujeres.
Your little ones.
Vuestros niños.
Your cattle.
Y vuestros ganados.
Shall remain in the land which
Moisés os ha dado.
gave you on this side,
a este
Jordan.
Lado del Jordán.
Everybody got that?
¿Entienden eso?
All right. But ye shall pass before your brethren armed.
Mas vosotros todos los valientes y fuertes pasaréis armados.
All the mighty men of valor and help them.
Delante de vuestros hermanos y les ayudaréis.
So in other words,
o sea,
they all got to go help.
Todos tienen que ir a ayudar.
Clear out all the ites.
Aclarar todos los itas.
Out of the promised land.
De la tierra prometida.
Even though you're in the promised land.
Aunque ellos están en la tierra
prometida.
There's
still all these ites you got to get rid of.
Hay esos itas ahí en la tierra.
But once they get finished.
Pero cuando terminan.
They're going to go back across Jordan.
Van a cruzar otra vez al Jordán.
And possess the land over here.
Y poseer ahí la tierra ahí.
Everybody got that?
¿Entienden eso?
Which was Reuben,
que fue Rubén,
Gad,
God,
and it had to be a half.
Y tuvo que haber uno, una tribu
I'll prove
media.
To you, it's got to be a half. It can't be a whole.
No podía ser uno completo.
Because you got to have half of Manasseh on this side of the river,
tiene que haber Manasseh
and half
la mitad
of Manasseh
aquí,
on that side
al lado
of the river.
Del río, y la otra mitad
so there's
de Manasseh
a connection.
Aquí, porque había una separación.
Until the Lord have given your brethren rest.
Verse 15. Hasta tanto que Jehová haya dado reposo a vuestros hermanos,
as he hath given you,
como a vosotros,
and they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them,
y que ellos también posean la tierra que Jehová vuestro Dios les da,
then you shall return unto the land of your possession,
y después volveréis vuestro, vosotros a la tierra,
and enjoy it,
la cual mis, go ahead,
which Moses the Lord's servant gave you on this side Jordan toward the sun rising,
la cual Moisés siervo de Jehová os ha dado a este lado del Jordán hacia donde nace el sol,
in the east,
y entraréis en posesión
and
de
and they
ella.
Answered Joshua saying all that thou commandest us we will do,
entonces respondieron a Josué diciendo nosotros haremos todas las cosas que nos has mandado,
in other words they were so willing,
o sea ellos estaban tan dispuestos,
whithersoever thou sendest
donde
we'll go,
tú nos mandes ahí iremos.
So what did they do? They didn't stay over here,
no se quedaron aquí.
They went across Jordan into the promised land.
Cruzaron al Jordán a la tierra prometida.
Got a dip of the Holy Ghost.
Tocaron el Espíritu Santo.
Helped fight the land.
Pelearon en la tierra.
And then they went back to their possession.
Después regresaron otra vez a su posesión.
Everybody okay with that? Let's pull up the... See if we can... get a picture of this. Now look, this is kind of strange.
Miren este cuadro.
This is the positioning they were in.
Esta es la posición en que estaban.
The Jordan River.
Esta, aquí está el río Jordán.
This is really all promised land.
Esta es toda la tierra
but you got Moab.
Pero aquí está Moab.
You got Ammon.
Ammon.
Mine didn't. You're talking too much. This is Ammon.
Aquí está Ammon.
Different place. Now look, but.
Pero miren.
They were right here.
Aquí estaban.
All right. Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh, half tribe.
Rubén, Gad, y Manasseh.
Got land over here.
Recibieron terreno aquí.
Because if you'll continue studying.
Porque si usted continúa estudiando.
Reuben and Gad.
Rubén y Gad.
Met beef herder and sheep herder.
Los que criaban el ganado,
so they had to have a lot of land.
Y tenían que tener mucho terreno porque ellos suplían la comida.
Everybody got that.
¿Entienden eso?
So they left their kids and they left their possession over here.
Dejaron sus hijos y dejaron sus posesiones ahí.
And they went into this land.
Y entraron a esta tierra.
With Issachar, with Zebulun,
con Isaacar, Zebulón,
with all the 9.5
con
tribes,
todas las otras tribus,
they fought all this out.
Pelearon en todo este lugar.
Everybody got placed.
Todos recibieron su lugar.
Then they come back across.
Y cuando llegaron otra
Reuben
vez,
got his property.
Rubén recibió su propiedad.
Gad got his.
Gad recibió su
and
propiedad.
And the half tribe of Manasseh got his.
Y la tribu en parte recibió su posesión.
Now the prophet of God tells us.
Y ahora el profeta de Dios nos dice.
That this is a type, and thank God for a prophet, because we can't read, right?
Que esto es un tipo, y gracias a Dios por un profeta, porque nosotros no pudiéramos entenderlo.
Because why would they be 2.5 tribes over here?
¿Por qué hubieran dos tribus y medios aquí, en el otro lado del Jordán? ¿Por qué?
Reuben. Do you know what his sign is?
¿Usted sabe cuál es su señal?
Remember, he was one of the four lion, ox, man, and eagle.
Él era uno de los cuatro seres,
what's Reuben?
Los cuatro vivientes.
Man!
¿Qué es Rubén? Rubén es el
man.
Hombre. El hombre.
What age did the man come in?
¿En qué edad vino el hombre?
Luther.
En la edad de Lutero y Wesley.
Rubén. Justification.
Justificación.
Gad. Sanctification.
Santificación.
Manasseh is the baptism
Manasseh,
of the Holy Ghost.
El bautismo del Espíritu
Luther,
Santo. Lutero.
Wesley.
Wesley.
And Pentecost.
Y Pentecostés.
Amen. But now remember, you can't keep the Holy Ghost.
Usted no puede mantener al Espíritu Santo solamente a ese lado.
That's why you gotta have a half tribe here.
Tenía que haber una tribu a medias aquí.
And look how they're connected.
Y mire cómo están conectados.
And a half tribe here.
Y una tribu a mitad aquí también.
Luther had the Holy Ghost. He was in the promised land.
Lutero tenía el Espíritu Santo.
He went in and helped.
Él entró a ayudar.
He got a dip.
Él tocó un poco.
But remember,
pero acuérdese,
Luther's time wasn't a positioning time.
El tiempo de Lutero no era un tiempo de posicionar.
Wesley's time wasn't a positioning time.
El tiempo de Wesley no era un tiempo
Pentecost
de posicionar.
Was not a positioning time.
Pentecostés no era un tiempo de posicionar.
But it was a promise.
Pero sí era una promesa.
That's why they went across into the promised
land. Por eso es que cruzaron a la tierra prometida.
Help fight.
Y pelearon. Miren.
Luther's message.
El mensaje de Lutero.
Helped us fight.
Nos ayudó a nosotros a
Wesley's
pelear.
Wesley's message.
El mensaje de Wesley nos ayudó a
the
pelear.
The Pentecostal blessing.
El mensaje de Pentecostés.
Helped us fight.
Nos ayuda a pelear.
But we're crossing
pero
over.
Nosotros ya hemos cruzado.
We're going into here.
Nosotros ya estamos
the
aquí.
Holy Ghost flowed
porque
right
el Espíritu
by.
Santo fluye aquí.
And then we get positionally placed.
Y nos somos posicionalmente puestos en nuestra tierra prometida.
Oh, what a
okay.
One, two, three, four. There's your four again. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Muy bien.
No cinco, no.
No cinco.
Had a girl in our office the other day, did not know what cinco de mayo meant.
Tuve una mujer que entró a la oficina el otro día y no sabía que era cinco de mayo.
Anyway.
Bueno.
So, you got Luther, Wesley, and Pentecost.
Lutero.
They got the Holy Ghost.
Wesley y Pentecostés.
They're in the promised land.
Ellos recibieron el Espíritu Santo. Ellos están en su tierra
prometida.
But they
didn't stay over there.
Pero ellos no se quedaron ahí.
They had to come back over here.
Y ellos tuvieron que volver a cruzar
otra
vez. Pero nosotros,
in the end time,
en el tiempo del
fin, number four,
el número cuatro,
we have to have the number four. We can't stay over here.
No podemos quedarnos acá, al otro lado.
Oh, now some will. Some will just get the Holy Ghost and say, okay, that's good.
Reciben el Espíritu Santo y dicen, oh, con eso me quedo.
No, look at all this land we got.
Miren toda esta tierra que tenemos aquí para poseer.
Oh, there's oil.
Oh, aceite.
Oh, there's everything over here. Gold.
Toda clase de cosas. Oro.
Diamonds.
Diamantes.
Rubies.
Toda clase de piedras preciosas.
And if you stay over here.
Y si usted se queda aquí.
And don't go over here.
Y no entra acá.
The new city pushes up right here.
La nueva ciudad
right
sube
in Jerusalem.
Aquí. Ahí es Jerusalén.
Right at the Mount of Olives.
Ahí
right there
en el Monte de
Olivo.
Ahí,
that's where that pyramid city is going to.
Esa ciudad de pirámide.
That pyramid city is going to raise up in you first.
Esa ciudad de pirámide tiene que estar en usted primero.
Right out of your Jerusalem
de su
and your
Jerusalén
Bethlehem.
Y de su Belén.
Because where did Naomi and Ruth have to go back
de
to?
De dónde tenían que salir?
They had to go back to Bethlehem.
Regresar Noemí y Ruth.
We all got to go
tenían
back
que regresar
to Bethlehem.
A Belén. Nosotros tenemos que regresar a Belén.
Now look.
Ahora miren.
Even when you look.
Cuando usted mira.
At the. Remember Brother Brown taught justification, sanctification, baptism, Holy Ghost.
¿Se acuerda que el hermano Brown tipificó?
As the shoot.
Justificación, santificación, bautismo del Espíritu Santo.
The tassel.
Como las diferentes partes del crecimiento.
And then the full grain.
Donde crece
four.
El maíz.
Now watch.
Ahora miren.
Watch this real quick.
Miren esto.
That shoot.
Esa parte, esa rama.
I'm looking out in my garden.
Yo estoy mirando
yesterday,
en mi jardín ahí.
And man, ayer. there's cracking the earth open.
Y están ahí ya
that thing's got to have enough moisture
eso,
to push.
Esa cosa tiene que tener suficiente
push
agua
that dirt
para
back.
Para sacar esa tierra para
so
al lado.
So the sunlight can
para
get
que
in.
Entonces pueda entrar el sol
so
ahí.
It's a fight.
Entonces es una pelea.
The shoot, the stalk.
Las diferentes partes de la rama es una pelea para
the
ellos
tassel,
crecer.
It's a fight.
Es una pelea.
But it's always
pero siempre
a wheat.
Es un trigo.
That life inside. What
esa
am I telling
vida adentro, ¿qué es lo que les digo?
Keep fighting.
Sigan peleando.
Keep fighting.
Sigan peleando.
Keep fighting.
Sigan peleando.
But a wheat doesn't fight.
Pero un trigo no
a
pelea.
Wheat's just what it
un
is.
Trigo es solamente lo que es.
Wheat's just what it is.
Trigo es trigo.
That was a wheat plant to start with.
Eso era una planta de trigo para comenzar.
So the stalk is pretty tough in justification. I mean, the leaves.
En las hojas.
And that stalk, oh man, you gotta keep putting roots down. You gotta keep doing all this work.
Esa rama poniendo más
the
raíces.
Tassel has gotta cover the wheat up real
crece
tight.
Ahí las otras diferentes partes de
but
la
that
rama.
Wheat's just in there going,
y esa trigo ahí está ahí solamente. Yo he sido trigo todo el tiempo diciendo
I've been
eso.
Wheat the whole time.
Yo he sido trigo todo el
I
tiempo.
I don't have nothing else to worry about.
Yo no sé nada para qué preocuparme.
I am what I am.
Yo soy lo que soy.
I was sweet to begin with.
Yo era trigo desde el comienzo,
like
y, aunque no me parecía.
But you and I,
pero usted y yo,
come to full maturity.
Venimos a la madurez completa.
And our placing,
y nuestro,
is in that promised land.
Posición es en esa tierra prometida. Amen.
God bless you.
Dios los bendiga.
Joshua told them.
Josué les dijo.
He said, "Look, guys.
Miren."
You can have your property.
Ustedes pueden tener su propiedad.
God said, "I'm pleased with you, Luther. The just shall live by faith. I'm going to take that because that's my man."
Estoy bien con Lutero. Yo voy a quedarme
Wesley,
con
I've got
bueno,
you covered.
Bien. Wesley, yo te he cubierto.
Pentecost.
Pentecostés.
Got you covered.
Yo te he cubierto.
Don't worry.
No te preocupes.
Because I know if y'all make
yo
it.
Yo sé que si ustedes lo logran.
You've already went across.
Ya ustedes ya han cruzado.
Listen, they're in the promised land.
Ellos
Luther and Wesley.
Lutero y Wesley están en la tierra prometida.
They received the baptism
ellos
of the Holy
recibieron
Ghost.
El bautismo del Espíritu Santo.
Let me read this from leadership real quick. You don't have this back there in the back.
Yo lo voy a leer esto aquí en el mensaje de liderazgo.
Remember, I said 1965. This is one of the last sermons he ever preached.
Este es uno de los últimos mensajes que él predicó en 1965.
Now, what life Luther had was justification.
Ahora, qué luz Lutero tenía fue justificación.
Wesley had sanctification
Wesley
added to it.
Tuvo santificación agregado a él.
The Pentecost had the restoration of the gift. Hey. The Pentecost had the restoration of the gifts coming back into it, adding to it.
Los pentecostales tenían la restauración de los
Look,
dones agregado a él.
But now.
Pero ahora.
But now.
Pero ahora.
It's the completing in the body.
Es el completamiento del cuerpo.
Look, now it says the three phases of it. Watch how he words
Mire,
this.
Mire, las tres fases de eso. Mire cómo él habla de esto.
And out of that.
Y de eso.
And out of that.
Y de eso.
Now when the resurrection comes,
cuando la resurrección venga,
the life that lived in them Lutherans,
la vida que vivían esos luteranos,
that's went out,
que ya salió,
the life that's lived in the Methodists,
la vida,
went out,
la vida que vivió en los metodistas y que ya salió,
the life that went in the Pentecostal,
la vida que vivió, entró en los pentecostales,
will all be raptured out of the ground,
todos serán raptados del suelo,
in the body of the bride,
en el cuerpo de la novia,
to be taken in before Jesus Christ, glory to God,
para entrar delante del Señor Jesucristo,
exciting,
gloria a Dios,
It's the truth. Now look
es
at this last
verdad.
One. I didn't have this one, but look.
Y mira este último.
We've turned a corner.
Nosotros hemos volteado la esquina.
Remember what Brother Brown said? He said only a prophet.
Solamente un profeta.
Can turn a corner.
Puede voltear la esquina.
He's telling us right there.
Él nos está diciendo ahí.
We've turned
Nosotros hemos
a corner.
Volteado la esquina.
Look.
Mira,
we're looking toward
nosotros
heaven.
Nosotros estamos buscando hacia el cielo.
Watching for the coming.
Vigilando la
what
venida.
What is it? The cap?
¿Qué? La capa.
It's our Boaz laying on top of the heap.
Es nuestro Boaz encima.
And we're up there with him now, not at his feet.
Con él,
no, we're beside
nosotros
him.
Estamos junto a él.
We're in love with
estamos
him now.
Enamorados
We've been married
con
to
él.
Him
Hemos
now.
Sido
we
con
have
él.
No limit
no tenemos límite
to what God can do for
a lo que
us.
Dios puede hacer por nosotros.
God bless you.
Dios los bendiga.
Love you with the love of the Lord.
Los amo con el amor del Señor.
Oh, praise the Lord. Maybe that'll help you a little bit to see.
Espero que eso les ayude para que vean.
We love the Holy Ghost.
Que nosotros amamos el Espíritu Santo.
It's a wonderful thing to have.
Es una cosa hermosa para tener.
But it's like I was telling Brother
Pero
Dutch
como yo le dije
group,
al hermano Dutch el otro día.
It's wonderful to have a baby.
Es muy bueno tener
They're
un bebé.
Beautiful.
Y hermoso.
They're lovely.
Y hermoso.
They're innocent.
Son inocentes.
And you can say, here, here's my, see my baby.
Decir, aquí está mi bebé.
And then take that baby and go put it in a room and shut the door.
Y coger ese bebé y encerrarlo en un cuarto.
Oh, it was a beautiful baby when we put
fue
it in
niño,
there.
Un bebé hermoso.
But if you don't feed it,
pero si usted no le da de comer,
it'll be a dead baby.
Va a ser un bebé muerto en unos días.
That's what we gotta do. We gotta
y eso
feed
lo que tenemos
this
que
thing.
Hacer es tenemos que darle comer a esta cosa. Amen.
With what?
¿Con qué?
Weeds. Oops, sorry.
Con ramas, con otras clases de ramas?
No.
No.
Wheat.
Con trigo.
Barley.
Con la cosecha
Out
correcta.
Of Boaz's field.
Del campo de Boaz.
But you know what now?
Pero ¿saben qué?
You know what position we're in now?
¿Saben qué posición estamos?
It's not us gleaning in the field.
No somos nosotros trabajando en el
as
campo.
As somebody Boaz doesn't know.
Como alguien que Boaz no nos conoce.
No.
No.
We own
nosotros
the field.
Se nos pertenece a nosotros también el campo.
If our husband owns
it, si nuestro esposo le pertenece, a nosotros nos le pertenece también.
If our husband owns
si nuestro esposo le pertenece, a nosotros nos pertenece también el campo.
With the story,
y continuando con la historia,
there's Ruth standing out in the field.
Ahí está Ruth en el campo.
And she's watching.
Y ella está velando.
Who's harvesting in my field?
¿Quién está trabajando en mi
campo? The fivefold ministry.
El ministerio quinto.
Through the bride.
Por medio de la novia.
It's now leading.
Ahora está guiando.
Us up out of, get out
a nosotros
of here.
Fuera de este lugar.
God bless you. Love the Lord.
Dios bendiga. Aman al Señor.
That's going to end that right now. If you want to leave it on, Brother Joe, we're not going to interpret the rest of this. But God bless you overseas if you're listening in with the love of the Lord. And Luis, if you want to do this more often, we'll sure do it. I don't mind a bit. If they're starving, we'll get them in a field. God will get them in a field. Amen. All right, I want to cover a few things that has come to our attention. Probably not so much for people sitting here, but for those online. And I want to say this with the love of the Lord. As I said before. Leaders are not born during peacetime, they're born during battles. And we know the Holy Ghost always wins. But we as human beings, we have fallacies and we have different things that bother us and opinions are opinions. They're just like noses. Everybody's got one. And it's okay if you have an opinion. If you want to talk about an opinion, Brother Dale, go talk about it to Brother Dale. But I want to admonish you, if you put it online, if you put it on Facebook with your little name on top and your cute little picture beside of it, and you tell 600 people that's on your Facebook page certain things, and it's not in agreement with this church, then we bring it to the church. Because if somebody sees that online, they're going to go, oh, that sister or brother goes to Brother Dale's church. Well, what are they saying that for? That's what I tell you. Leaders are born. I was thinking about this the other day. The old saying in football, we said, you know, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And I've seen this in the handling of the situation of this coronavirus, even with the governors of this United States of America. Now, I'm not bringing politics into this pulpit, but I am going to tell you that the person in charge right now is doing the best he can do. And if you think you can do better, like I said before, you jump up there and tell him how to do it. But he's humanly doing the best he can do. And for some of you to make a phone call or make a comment that somebody ought to basically shoot him, get rid of him, yeah, that was said from some people. No, folks, you see that right there? That says brotherly kindness. That's love the people that hate you. And you're supposed to love the people you hate. What are you saying to the world? I looked at the governors and you see the 50 states. President Trump said, okay, governors, you handle it because you know what? You've got the finger on the pulse of your state. Whatever you decide, we'll back you up. If you get out of line, we'll correct you. And now we see, and during this whole pandemic, some of the governors are doing a wonderful job, and some are not doing so well. And some have become a bunch of crybabies. Now, I'm spiritualizing this. I'm telling you, adversity is supposed to show us where we're at with God. Famine, plagues, pestilence has always told me where I'm at, good or bad. And I work on it. This has shown me how good I am and how bad I am. It should show you. Because I'm telling you, for people to get online and give their opinions online and make phone calls to people and bashing everybody, and I hate to say this, but it's mostly female. The females of this church, have y'all become so hard? you want to shoot people? You want to get people out of the way? If you say that, I'm just going to say this. If you say that Trump is the cause of all these deaths, what an idiot. So the next time somebody dies in a Chevrolet accident, you need to go to the owner of Chevrolet and tell him he's responsible for it. See, that's the way out of sea. That's where we've come to. That's why I tell you, when all this rises up, the good get together and bind together, the halfway kind of lay out there, and then we'll not see some from now on, we'll not see, because you know what? You're scared to get out of the house, or this is so much easier for me to sit at home in my jammies and watch the service. But I want to warn you, please don't put stuff online. If you have an opinion, that's okay. But if you put it online and we hear it, don't think we won't, then it's got to be handled. But folks, this tells us where we are. This shaking always tells me, being a Christian, and you should be a Christian, should tell you your weaknesses, not somebody else's. Your weaknesses. If you want to blame anybody for this, blame yourself. I done told you that. You know what? Nothing happens on this earth. I don't believe at this point in my life, nothing happens on this earth that we're not connected to. I'm talking about the bride of Jesus Christ. It's connected to anything that goes on. And as Brother Dale said many times, this may not be the end, but look what it does. It shows what the government can do. It shows what people can do. It shows what an uprising can do. If they keep these states shut, you're going to see some civil unrest. And they got guns. But are we going to be part of that? Are we part of the hate crowd? Huh? Come on. You know, we love Brother Branham, and we say, oh, we love what he tells us, and it's all revelation. And boy, your sisters are going to hate this. Brother Branham said that one of the worst things America could have done was allow a woman to vote. Now, I'm not a woman basher, but I'm just telling you what the prophet said. You know, because you're emotional. I was telling Louise, I believe that's why God told me not to have women in the sanctuary, one part, during this whole pandemic, because everybody's nervous and everybody goes to yakking, 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 yakking about things. And you're doing it anyway. But I want you to stop it. Quit bashing people. I don't care if it's the devil. Leave him alone. He's going to be right there with you. But this adversity tells us where we are. It tells us where our weaknesses are. It tells us where our strengths are. Just like the governments, just like the governors of the United States. They're all different. We're all different. That's what I was talking about, placing. We're all different. In the promised land, there was different placings. Some got oil. Some can handle it. Some got this. They can handle it. God knows what you can handle and what you can't handle. But remember, this is a time of revelation. I mean, people, even in the world, can't keep a secret. They got cameras everywhere. They got phones everywhere. And don't you think they don't know where you're at this very moment? You know, I love them preppers that go and buy all this stuff and put it up, and they build a bunker and they carry their cell phone with them everywhere they go. That's just a big old beacon that says, come on! One more thing before we finish. Remember, we talked about a revival. Now, remember, there was a revival of Azusa Street in 1906, right at the turn of the century. We talked about that, remember? Talked about that cycle. But when man started rejecting that Azusa Street movement, what'd God do? First World War. And what happened after the First World War? The Spanish flu came in. That's what they're connecting kind of this to. The Spanish flu came in and killed millions. Then what did I tell you? People started crying out for a deliverer. They started crying out, said, we don't have anything to combat this. Even Brother Brown talks about Jonas Salk, how God's hand was in that to help that man develop a vaccine for polio, to totally eradicate polio. You read those quotes, or do you just read the ones you want to read? You read those quotes about what Brother Brown says about a virus and all these different things. So now look, we see people now rejecting the Word of God. Brother Branham came into the healing revival. Now he's gone off the scene. And the Bible tells us, said, remember, there'll be no famine for regular food. It'll be a famine for hearing of the Word of God. So now people are rejecting the Word. There's spiritual wars going on as we speak. And look, now we got a plague. The plague falls. So what happens after a plague falls? A revival starts. Because there was a healing revival started right after the Spanish flu. Brother Brown comes on the scene there in the 40s, right after the flu got finished in 1920, 21 in there. Killed millions of people. It didn't just kill thousands, it killed millions of people. Because they didn't know how to handle it. So what am I saying? We're in the right time that we're supposed to be in. I've said we must create a revival. It's not going to come from bashing people and being a halfway Christian. That you can't be in a revival without the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But if you don't have the Holy Ghost, I've said many times before, that was Judas's problem. Now, I know the other 11 didn't have the Holy Ghost, but they were predestinated. They had a different attitude. But Judas was so close to them until the night that he rejected Jesus and turned him in, they thought he was one of the 12. That's how close the devil is. Sitting right among us. So I'm telling you, number one, your sisters that don't have, they have unregenerated husbands sitting at home filling you full of garbage, you need to stop it. I'm just telling you from the pulpit, you need to stop it. Because Brother Dale's going to tell you, he would be a little bit more nice maybe, I don't know. But sometimes he doesn't hear everything that goes on, but a lot of times he hears more than we all hear. But he's not pleased with all this stuff that's going on Facebook and telephone calls and all this stuff about just being totally arrogant and totally mean about stuff. People, that's not a Christian. Those people in that dark age, Brother Brown said they walked willingly into the lion's den. And the people that was with them, that was supposedly the ones that guarded them and pushed them in, they saw so much of a love of God. Now, folks, they didn't hear them going, well, bless God, that Roman emperor, they ought to kill him. They ought to knock him off the... No, they heard Jesus Christ, probably singing Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. And them Roman generals throwed their sword down and said, if they can do it, I want what they want. Does the world want what you want? That's my last statement. Let's stand our feet. So you can stop the nonsense.
Just remember one time, ever how you judge, you will...
That's right. Ever how you judge, it will be judged and meted back to you. So I would be real careful. And I'm talking to everybody. Like I said, you inside this building, I'm not talking to none of you. So you know who I'm talking to. Next Sunday, start at 10 o'clock. Doors will be locked. Be here at 9:45. Deacons will sit the families together. There will be gifts for all the mothers. Please distance yourselves. Some of you stay downstairs. Brother Terrence and me and Brother Bob will be handling that. There'll be hand washing downstairs, a hand sanitizer. Wear a mask if you don't feel good. If you don't feel good, don't come. But if you have a job that takes you into these places that are infected, please wear a mask. We want you being here, okay? We want this to be something we can open up and show the world that we can do it. Not that we're arrogant. But some of you can stay outside if you wish, and they do have the FM radio hooked up now, 107.1. Josh and Brother Richard and them have been downstairs listening in the car, and it sounds fine. Josh has got both thumbs up. So it sounds good. You can listen in there if you want to. No shaking of hands, and then at the end of the service, you'll be escorted row by row out. So just, you know what? Sing and worship while we're doing that. You know, just sing. Listen, this is, to me, it's a glorious time.
Glory.
I mean, this time right now, this is what we've been looking for. We read this in our newspaper
exactly. A
long time ago.
Right.
Now, we just didn't know it was called coronavirus, but we knew something was coming.
Right.
We knew something was going to bring the government to their knees. We knew that. And then we go and blame it on everybody else. No, don't do that. I think the Bible says pray for those who have the rule over you. You'll never see Brother Branham ever bashing a president or bashing a this or bashing a that. He bashes the devil and the sin that we do, but not a, not something. You shouldn't do that. We shouldn't do that. We should not. We should be what? We should be spokesmen for Christ, not spokesmen for the devil. Amen. You love the Lord. I know it's almost 9 o'clock, so we're going to go ahead and dismiss. But God bless you and love you with the love of the Lord. Take the name of Jesus with you. If you need prayer, just say a prayer right where you are. Because you know what? This social distancing, to me, I'm telling you, it's brought me closer to God. When I went to Dutch Scott's this weekend, I felt something I'd never felt before, and it was a closeness. And then you walk in and you hear all this garbage coming out from in here of bashing people, and you wonder, what in the world? Are we so highly revelated that we can't just live the basic word of God?
Right.
But you know what? We will. I promise you, you'll show your true colors.
Right. Amen.
You can try to hide it. You can try to bite it. You can try to deny it. But if you ain't got the goods, you're going to be found out.
Right.
And you're going to show who you are. We're going to anyway. We're either going out or we're going up.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that you would be with us on the highways. Lord, I pray that what's taken has been taken in love, Lord, that with a little bit of correction, Father, we all need that. Because you're a wonderful Father, Lord, and you want your children to, Lord, as the prophet said, as we were going through this adoption and placing, the Holy Spirit comes back to the Father and says, oh, they're misbehaving. And then he comes back and says, oh, no, he's just like the Father. Lord, we want that. We want to the Holy Ghost to go back and say, we're proud of this person. We're proud to live inside that person. Lord, I pray that you'd be with us, be with our pastor. Lord, bless him as now we come up to Sunday with all the Mother's Day. And we ask you to bless each mother, Lord, and all the ones, Lord, that prepare food here and make flowers and clean the church and all these different things, Lord. You know my heart. I've never tried to bash females, but they are the weaker vessel. You know that, Lord, and they're emotional. And sometimes that's what gets us in trouble. And even us being Christians, we're females. And sometimes we get in trouble with you for doing things we shouldn't do. Father, forgive us. That's all I ask is forgive me. Search my life. And Lord, let me walk closer to you. As I believe that right now this revival is beginning to start. Not a worldwide, not even maybe a churchwide, but individuals, there'll be individuals that'll stand up above and be that wheat that comes to maturity. But thank God there's a field behind that's going to come up also, Lord. I pray that you touch us, be with us, take care of us. As we go from here, Lord, bless us. Keep that sickness away from us. Let us be diligent. Let us be, Lord, sanctified. Lord, I believe your word. And it says there's no weapon formed that will stand against you. No weapon formed that will stand against your little bride. And I thank you for that, Lord. Hide us under your wing. Take that Holy Ghost veil and throw it over the top of us, Lord, and keep everything away. Give us, Lord, strength. Take care of us until we come back Sunday, Lord. And give us a good time in you, Lord. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.